If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Thanksgiving, oh, Thanksgiving. Turkey things are gonna happen. Gobble, gobble.
Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks behind a tree.
I wish the pilgrims could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Thanksgiving cooks outside my window plane.
Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks behind the tree.
And now,
I don't understand what this is about.
Our feature presentation.
Nor do I.
Debut for 2008 Thanksgiving Cooks by super request.
Let me explain to you what's happening. That is a gigantic middle finger to our listeners. We're saying to our listeners, see if you can hang through this, bitches.
Nope.
Because we can't.
Listeners love it.
So good luck with this.
Here's something brand new just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving Cooks. Thank you, Rodney.
Rodney has been known to love those songs from the beginning.
Yes, that's true.
Big fan.
Speaking of Rodney, he's very excited about the Acoustic Christmas shows coming up.
Franz Ferdinand, he's going to be at night number two of the 2008 Almost Acoustic Christmas. Mm-hmm. Night number two, he'll be playing there.
He's good.
It's on December 14th with The Cure, Killers, and Death Cab for Cutie, mm-hmm. Paramore, mm-hmm. Scott Weiland, Snow Patrol, and Vampire Weekend.
Scott Weiland, yeah. Franz Ferdinand, he likes Scott Weiland, I'll tell you that.
Weiland does good work.
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
Yeah, those records he used to do with Willie Nelson especially.
It's unbelievable.
He's very reliable, isn't he?
He is.
You can always count on some sort of magic from him.
I'm sad that he's on at midnight on Sunday night. I think it's time to give him a better slot and put him on more frequently because he's getting more entertaining every single time we hear him.
It's hard.
Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year.
I think we want to keep him where he is to do the
really?
Least amount of damage, and I think we should send that Thanksgiving spook song to him and let him play it instead.
Rodney, what about this rain that's on the way?
And it's snowing like dogs.
Well...
How do dogs snow?
I don't know that. I'm not sure I understand the basis of that expression.
And where are the cats?
Just dogs. Yeah, most people, it's raining and it's cats and dogs, not snowing just dogs. I don't know what that's about.
Hmm. Well, he's safe and sane Thanksgiving. Good night.
Thank you.
Because we don't usually have safe and sane Thanksgivings.
Thanksgivings is usually just nightmarish. Everybody's, out, and they could get hit by cars, and they could get razor blade
driving,
in their apple,
right,
and all that
lighting
stuff.
Lighting off fireworks.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanksgiving, you can't be too careful.
Too much partying goes on for Thanksgiving. We all know that. By the way, we are going to be taking your calls momentarily. I see a couple of lines are already going at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin Bean, what it do, nephew, is how we start each show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought there was more to that, didn't you? Interesting.
Just how
pause.
We start each show.
Okay.
We can do that now if you like. 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Beans. What it do, nephew?
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
I'm not sure. Because we have an intern who doesn't fax until 7:30, what the prize is to give away at this hour. But I know if you call at 1-800-520-1067, you do win a prize for being on the air.
A brand new car!
Really?
No, you get tickets to the 28th Annual International Motorcycle Show at the Long Beach Convention Center.
Okay.
That's what you get. So let's take some calls. Let's start with Frank in Long Beach. Frank had some emotional trouble here recently, but got through it, and I think he made the right decision.
Okay.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Frank.
What'd it do?
My girlfriend keeps comparing me to Edward.
Oh, you can't win.
From Twilight?
Of course.
Yeah, from Twilight. Yeah. See, I'm the guy that called the other morning too bitter in the middle of the night because she woke me up after the movie.
Oh, right. Why can't you more like Edward and then you bitter? And she didn't find that as funny as you did.
Yeah, well, she keeps comparing me to Edward, so I told her to take a hike.
You
really?
broke up with her?
Yeah, I'm done.
Well, yeah, I think a giant red flag is if your girl comes home in the middle of the night to tell you that you should be more like a movie character that happens to be a vampire.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think she gets that he's not real.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He's just a character, so he can be perfect. Hey, who saw the movie? Anybody? Any of us see the movie?
No, I'm going today, actually.
I didn't. I'm kind of hoping to, but I'm afraid I'm going to be disappointed.
I'll let you know,
okay,
Kevin.
Good.
I'm just wondering how they get around the creepiness factor of Edward being 100 and something years old and hiding in 17-year-old girls' bedrooms to watch them. I'm trying to figure out how they make that play on the screen without it being creepy.
Well, because
he's still physically...
Yeah, he looks like a 17-year-old kid.
Yeah, he's not aging, so he doesn't look like a 100-year-old.
Right, and they don't sleep at all. They don't ever have to sleep, so he's up all night anyway.
So you might as well hang out in teenage girls' bedrooms?
Yeah, well, I mean, by then they're a couple, so she kind of likes that he's there for her.
Okay.
They're in love, man. You don't understand.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess not.
That's a good point.
Wow.
Frank, I don't know what you're – I mean, I don't know if it's advice you're looking for, but it sounds like it's good, nothing but good news. If you guys broke up, I think it's probably for the best.
Yeah, you made the right decision.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Hold on for your prize. Let's go to Richard in Los Angeles. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? Good morning, baby boo.
Good morning, Richard.
What'd it do?
I'm going to let you guys know, I don't know if you heard of the game Saints Row 2, but there's a part in that game where you're imitating a police officer, and they tell you to go stop the fight of the century. So you're driving around on the map, looking at the map, trying to get there, and all of a sudden you pull up, and it's Pirates versus Ninjas.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
And then the fight starts, and 4 seconds later, all the pirates are dead.
Because ninjas rule.
And no one even saw them do it.
Actually, you have to kill both of them, so they both end up dying.
Oh, I see. It's you against the pirates and ninjas?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't stand a chance.
That is
ninjas
are
crazy. They're stealthy. Yeah. They're sneaky.
Yes, yeah, so I just thought I'd let you guys know. I figured you guys would enjoy that.
That's pretty
Saints
funny.
Saints Row 2. All right, thank you.
Appreciate that.
It's a good tip. Let's go to Eddie in Long Beach. Good morning, Eddie. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Lisa May.
Same to you, baby.
Like to take a bite out of you. Hey, I just want to talk about the Shield series finale tonight.
Oh, the Shield!
I'm so behind.
I'm so behind too. I think I'm 3 or 4 episodes behind.
So am I.
But the finale, I know. Just can't. I'm taping it. I can't wait to get to it. I just haven't had time, but I plan on it for sure because that show is one of my favorites of all time.
That's the best show ever.
Really, I know.
The series finale is tonight.
Yep. That's it.
Wow.
Goodbye, Mick Vackey. Or Mick Vackey.
Mick Vackey is my hero.
Mick Vackey does good work.
This is a bad time to get too far behind on a show, especially a series finale, because you know people are going to be talking about it, and there's a good chance you'll find out what happens before you get to that episode.
I've made peace with that, though. If you get too far behind on too many shows, people are going to talk, and you just go, all right, well, so what?
And here's the thing. Kevin and I don't have good memories.
Right.
So they can talk about it, and we won't
forget
remember.
Tell me what happens ahead of time. I won't know.
Exactly.
But you know what? Go ahead. Episodes have been really good.
They
have? You guys need to check them
the
out.
The ones that we missed? Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, definitely they're really, really good.
I watched about half of this season. This is one of those shows where if you haven't seen The Shield, it's an FX show. They are all out on DVD, and you can watch how many seasons? This is 7th, right?
I think you're right. Yeah.
So you can watch, 6, now 7 full seasons of a great cop show.
Which is a great way to watch this show because it can be a little confusing.
Yeah.
Over time. Because I know when this season started out, I was like, okay, what's with the money train and the who did what?
Yeah, it's usually just for intellectuals like myself. But they try to dip down.
Sure,
and
you tell yourself that.
Let the common people know what's going on. Thank you for the call, Eddie.
Let's take one more. I'm interested in Brian in Whittier. He's on line 8. See what he has to say on the Kevin and Bean Show Tuesday morning. Hey, Brian, what'd it do?
All right, what'd it do?
What'd it do?
So here's the deal. If it's not Steven Seagal's new reality show on A&E as a cop in New Orleans, the worst is Tony Robbins, the gigantism guy, with an NBC reality show.
All right, let's take those one at a time. Steven Seagal has a reality show where he's a cop?
They are filming it as we speak. It is a reality show where he is a cop in New Orleans.
Thank you, God.
How is it a reality show if he's a cop? I mean, do they actually name him a police officer on the force?
Yeah, you know how they do that, yeah.
Just like Shaq did, for this show.
Uh-huh.
When does that air?
I don't know. They're in production with it right now.
That's going to be great.
Come on.
Doto needs to review that one for us. All right, and the other one is Tony Robbins, who's that motivational speaker, the guy with the enormous head.
Yeah, the gigantism guy. Yeah, him.
Is this a show where he helps people improve their lives with his motivational tools?
NBC reaching, yes it is.
Yay.
All right, that's going to be good.
Can't wait
for
that.
That guy was
really... Got to blow the shield, but...
He was really popular 10 or 15 years ago, but you don't hear much about Tony Robbins anymore. I didn't even know he was still doing his motivational BS.
I bet he does for companies still.
Did you say it blows the shield away?
No, he wouldn't have said that.
I don't know where he went.
Something about the shield, huh?
Yeah. All right. He's gone, so that's the way it goes. Sometimes we lose phone lines. And sometimes he just hangs up. If he says something too ludicrous... Just waiting for Bean to jump in.
Yeah.
Then it goes away. We automatically cut him off.
Oh, nothing that just happens?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It just happens. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
Coming up just after 6 o'clock.
Wait, what's the date?
This morning, sorry. It's Tuesday, the 25th of Blovember.
This must be what the kids call a booty call.
Thank you.
Jason Statham, just after the top of the hour.
Yeah.
He's back with Transporter 3, which I believe comes out tomorrow.
All right.
Because it's a long weekend. Most people are off Thursday and Friday, so the new movies come out on Wednesday. And love Jason Statham. Love the Transporter movies. He's always good. One of my favorites. So we're going to talk to him.
He transports some stuff in this one, right?
He is a transporter, yes.
I see.
Usually people.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And sometimes super hot people.
And sometimes people want those people.
Yeah, and he has to
and then he can't let
fight
them
off because he doesn't want them to have him.
Because he wants to transport them.
Right. If they get him, who's he going to transport?
Exactly.
So we're going to talk to him just after the top of the hour. We got to get a little bit more into the story about the Chinese people, the Chinese government, being super upset about Axl Rose, his Guns N' Roses CD, Chinese Democracy, because they think that that is an effort by the West to spread democracy into China.
I heard another report on the news about it this morning, and I guess Chinese officials were saying, we don't even think anyone would like this music. It's too loud and cacophonous.
I love it when people do that, when they're afraid of it for another reason, but then they go, oh, you know, it's not even very good.
It's not good.
Besides that, it's not even very good. I kind of like it. I think there are several songs on there that I like a lot.
Absolutely.
But anyway, we'll get into that a little bit more. We're gonna ask for your home remedies for insomnia. I've had insomnia for a couple of weeks now. And, you know, you just roll over. It's 11 o'clock at night. And then you roll over. It's 11:06. Then you sleep for a couple of hours and roll over. It's 11:07. You go, wow, this is not working for me.
That's so awful.
So we'll take your phone calls on that topic. We have the retarded policeman in our studio today.
Yes.
Woo!
He is awesome.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen that yet, you can go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and check out links. No, Internet Roundup. And there are a bunch of links for the retarded policeman. You got to see that.
I like puppies.
We've got to talk to Joy from Wicked Pictures. Psycho Mike's new career is taking off nicely. As a porn, he comes up with porn titles. That's what he wants to do with his life. He is pretty good at it, as a matter of fact.
Quite
he's
a niche, Mike.
So she's going to come on the air and tell us which one she used of yours, and then you're going to have some more for her, some more
titles. You know, you guys don't understand what a dream come true this is for me.
No, we do.
I was 13, 14 years old, I'd go to the porn store, you know, partly to maybe sneak out a couple porns, but just to look at these titles and laugh and one day hope that maybe I could write titles for porns, and it's all coming true.
It is.
How about happy for you.
So we will talk to her, and Adam Sessler from G4's X-Play will tell us about video games for the holidays if you're looking for a gift for somebody as you start your Christmas shopping. So that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, plus your tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. You're listening for a song, go to the website, krock.com. It'll tell you the song and the hour that it plays so you can win those tickets. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 6 o'clock.
Woo! Actor Jason Statham joins us after the news at 6. Who's wooing and why? What's going on here?
I'll be on the Kevin and Bean Show soon. You'll see me drive a car really fast and look hard at people.
Jason Statham is wooing. That's who. He's so excited to be on our program. I can't wait. I love his movies.
I do, too.
He's one of those actors that he can be in a bad movie, and I still like watching him.
He's good, yeah.
He's the best action star working today, in my opinion, by far. Remember Crank? How good was he in Crank?
Oh, I love that.
That was a good movie.
And The Bank Job, which was sorely underattended, in my opinion, in terms of an action-adventure film. It was excellent. And he's a guy who doesn't do – I don't think you'll ever see him go the Arnold, Vin Diesel, lame-ass kid comedy route. I don't see him playing a ex-Navy SEAL nanny who has to protect a duck or a guy who's got Danny DeVito as a twin. Isn't it funny because we look so different? I just don't see him going that route.
I sure hope he doesn't.
I think he'll be straight up, baby.
we'll be joining him after the news. First, though, Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
First, before I get into the Showbiz News, I'd like to announce a little athletic competition I'm putting together.
What?
A lot of people have asked me about this, and I think it's about time we revisit it.
Okay.
It is a rematch. It is Lisa May versus the giant chocolate bar. Oh,
yes.
No. Yeah. I was in 7-Eleven this morning getting my coffee, and I saw they had the giant 3-pound Hershey's chocolate bar. And the last time we had this, Lisa was working on her mauve belt, or her plaid belt. I forget which one she was working on. And we tried to get her to bust it with her hand.
Karate chop.
Karate
chop.
We
weren't asking her to break open a brick or a 2x4, just a piece of chocolate.
A chocolate bar. Right. And she shattered her wrist or something on it.
She did.
Nobody ever tells this story right.
We had to take her to the hospital.
Yeah.
This
she
bar,
lost her arm.
Yeah,
she lost her arm.
I actually did hurt my hand.
They had to put another arm on.
She's like a Blair Brown on Fringe now. She's got a bionic arm under like a flesh-colored skin that she wears on top
this
of
this bar is not wrapped up in anything. The bar that I broke was still wrapped in the foil and the outer wrapping.
And when you say broke...
I did break it.
I broke it.
I didn't obviously go through the paper, but when you unwrapped it, it was broken. But the paper prevented my hand from going through it, and that's what hurt my hand.
You guys don't understand how tough paper is. Have you ever tried to punch through a piece of paper? It's impossible. You can't do it.
It's not like regular paper.
Even the greatest martial artist experts can't punch through paper. We know that.
At least in defense, there was probably some foil in there as well.
There was foil and paper.
Imagine how tough it is to punch through a piece of tin foil.
Just saying.
Yeah. You know how rugged that can be.
Well, let's take two today.
So I'm saying we got the rematch here. So maybe not today. Maybe we'll save it for a special episode of Kevin and Bean, but I just thought I'd bring in the opponent.
You son of a bitch.
The opponent for Lisa to start getting her game on.
Lisa versus chocolate. This time it's for real.
I'm going to start working on it. We'll shoot
she's
it on
not
the video.
In training or anything right now, though. Doesn't she need a appropriate time to prepare for her enemy?
She needs a montage is what she needs.
She is.
She's always a training montage. Maybe Psycho Mike could take her out to the gym. And
I like it.
Have her do
montage.
Wrist-ups or whatever she has to do. Yeah. Talk about showbiz news, shall we? Oh, it just keeps getting worse. You've all heard by now, I'm sure, Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt are now married.
What? No, I hadn't heard.
You hadn't heard?
Uh-uh.
Us Weekly magazine reports that the newlyweds eloped to Cabo last Thursday.
When did
God! No, God, please, no! No!
When did they do anything without cameras?
Yeah. How is it possible that they would do something low-key and tasteful?
Well, in exchange for the story, they will be featured on the cover of Us Weekly magazine.
There you go.
If that means anything.
Hmm. They probably figured out which way they could get the most press.
Yeah.
And maybe they decided people
if
are getting tired of them.
That'll be really a big story.
Maybe.
Heidi says she was overcome with emotion after saying her vows, and Spencer promised to love her forever and always. I can't say it without laughing. Meanwhile, her parents were unaware.
Oh,
well,
that's nice.
You're not going to get their blessing on him.
True.
Yeah. Might as well just do it behind their backs.
Mom apparently wasn't too happy because her stepdad wanted to walk her down the aisle. Meanwhile, People magazine contacted her dad and said, I would be upset if she got married and didn't invite me. Well, then be upset, Dad, because that's how it happened.
What is Spencer going to do when Heidi turns, I don't know, 28 or something? I mean, he's got to dump her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Spencer, always and forever means until you approach 30.
Right. Three pounds and or 30, whichever comes first.
Right. Now.
More marriage news. More marriage news. Jason Lee, actor from My Name Is Earl, and his girlfriend, Saren Alec, they were married secretly back in July before their daughter was born in August. So they are officially married as well. We're just learning.
Hmm.
And Gerard Way, lead singer for My Chemical Romance, is going to be a dad. Gerard's wife, Lindsay, is expecting, and she's due in summer of 09. So, congratulations to Gerard Way. My Chemical Romance. Jessica Simpson couldn't be more thrilled with her new nephew, Bronx Mowgli Simpson. Or Wentz, I guess it is. She said to Us Weekly magazine that she has already spent some time with her new nephew. And she gives us a lesson I think we all need to take to heart.
Oh, good.
Jessica tells us that life is a beautiful miracle.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's great
Thank
news.
Thank you, Jessica.
I got to write that down.
I thought life was crap and disposable, but now that I know it's a beautiful miracle.
How about that?
I'd like to punch you right in the boob. Alex Rodriguez may be losing interest in Madonna.
Yeah, what a surprise.
This is coming from MSNBC. They claim that he's already stopped attending Kabbalah classes. Because he says, and I quote, he thinks the belief is weird and boring. Well, couldn't you see that coming? Like a pop-up, Alex? Like a fly ball? Madge apparently is not too pleased with him dropping out of the Kabbalah.
Well.
And said this might be a deal breaker whether or not she wants to move forward with the relationship.
Kabbalah is a wonderful religion that mixes the fun part of Judaism with magic.
Yeah, it's full rabbits out of hats and stuff.
She seems high maintenance to the hilt.
Just a nightmare.
Just a nightmare.
It would be a never, you would just be holding your head in your hands constantly every time she said something horrible and ridiculous to you.
Yep. What a nightmare.
Speaking of Guy Ritchie, Madonna's soon-to-be ex, apparently he's not wasting any time finding some more appropriate company. Star Magazine reports that he's been seen recently with the female star of his new movie Sherlock Holmes that he is filming, Rachel McAdams.
Oh, okay, now.
Yeah, oh, nice. Dude. Well face. Done, Guy Ritchie. Well done, sir.
He wins.
That'd be the biggest burn ever. You right, Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin's seeing things again.
There's a gnat?
There's a gnat that
too many pterodactyls.
Torturing me.
Kevin's having the DTs. He's starting to see pink elephants or something in front of him. Ah, this is a great story. Joe Jonas, according to Star Magazine, puts his clothes on a look-alike mannequin every night to see how his outfits look.
You're an idiot asshole!
Really?
To save time in the morning when he gets dressed. He's already dressed his mannequin in the outfit he's going to wear, so he knows exactly how it's going to look, and then when he gets up in the morning, he just has to put that clothing on.
Really?
That's not true.
That can't be true, right?
It would be more work to put it on a mannequin than put it on yourself.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it sounds like he's so obsessive about the way he looks that
you've got to get it right. If you have to get that look exactly right, you can't just look in the mirror. How can you tell? You have to, you know, look at it from different angles.
I've never heard
of
that.
You've never heard of that, Kevin Wright.
I haven't.
Like, you don't dress up a mannequin in shorts and a striped shirt every day. Put on the new clean underwear and see how that fits. Come on. And Boy George.
If I had a mannequin, it would have huge cans. That's all I'm saying. My clothes wouldn't fit on it.
Boy George begins his false imprisonment trial in London today.
This is what he called the cops.
No, he didn't call the cops.
Oh, the dude called the cops.
The dude who was handcuffed and chained in his bedroom called the cops when he escaped. Let me recount the story to you in case you don't remember. There was a Norwegian male escort named Auden Carlson. And Auden was answering an ad that he had placed on the internet. George called him up and said, yes, I'd like you to come over. And he came to Boy George's home for a naked photo shoot. So this 29-year-old boy comes to the Culture Club lead singer's house, and George flips out and accuses him of hacking into his computer while he was there in his apartment. Now, Auden leaves, and then he gets called back for another photo shoot by Boy George. And at that point, when he comes into the house, George is still upset by what he claims was him hacking into his computer. So he and another man held him down, beat him, then handcuffed him to a hook on the bedroom wall.
This is not a party atmosphere at all.
Wow.
Auden says that George continued to scream at him and beat him with a metal chain until he was able to escape and run into the streets of London in his underwear. And that's when he contacted police.
Why did Alden go back for a repeat visit after being accused of hacking into George's email?
Bean, if I was the defense attorney, that's something I would bring up at the trial. But either way.
And then the cops, is that so the hot. Time the cops so found hot. Drugs in his house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cocaine and
yeah.
whatnot?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good times.
You guys seen George lately?
He's a good-looking man now.
He is. He's
gained like about 100. Fester.
Uncle Fester's exactly who he looks like from the old, what was that, the Adams family?
Yeah.
He's gained about 150 pounds since the last time you saw him, and he's got a giant tattoo over the entire back of his head.
Yeah. Bald as a cue ball now. Big, fat, round guy with a big tattoo on his head.
Oh, my God.
Looks like a Bond villain.
The war is stupid.
Chain you to a wall and beat you with a chain.
Today's celebrity birthday is John Larroquette is 61 years old today. You guys watching the Boston Legal at all?
Not anymore.
No.
I love that show.
That's one of those shows that's great that I had to give up because I didn't have time.
I was never an avid watcher, but I've started watching recently, and
really
it's
good.
Really, really good.
Yep.
Shatner is unbelievable on that.
He's fantastic.
Yeah. And Spader, the whole cast. John Larroquette is in that cast. That's what made me think of it. He's also good on that show. Tim Armstrong of Rancid is 43 years old today. Christina Applegate turns 37. Jerry Ferrara from Entourage turns 29 years old today. You know, he's bagging Meadow Soprano.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Good for
in
him.
In real life, too, right?
Yep. And Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb celebrates his 32nd birthday today. Let's see. What can he get for his birthday?
How about a first down? How about one of those?
He's going to have to get back in the game first.
He's going to actually play. Starting Thursday against the Arizona Cardinals on Thanksgiving night. He'll be playing.
We're going to put the hurt on him.
Can you get your coach, Andy Reid, that like CPAP machine or whatever it is for sleep apnea? Because his interviews, he is mouth breathing.
Time is yours. McNabb's gonna start.
I've never heard anything like that.
Sounds like Bean before an intro. I'm Ralph Garvin. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rogers, K-R-O-Q. And it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 12 minutes after 6 o'clock.
What are you laughing at?
Just one of those days where no words come to my head. So I have to say a sentence and there's about 4 words missing and I can't do anything about it.
Well, I got some great news for you, Kevin. We're off after the show tomorrow. It's the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and one of your favorite movie franchises is back in theaters. It's the return of Frank Martin in The Transporter 3. Actor Jason Statham back on the phone with us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Jason. How are you, dude?
Morning, gents. Great to be back on.
Always great to talk to you. I know you've had a busy year, but this is the one that your fans have been waiting for. You have to be a little bit surprised that The Transporter has turned into such a big series for you. I mean, you probably had no idea when you went in to do the first one that here you'd be years later doing the third.
Yeah, you never know what people are going to, you know, be sort of yearning to go and see, especially if you do something 3 times. I mean, it's difficult to gauge what, you know, what sells in the theatres these days. You know, this is, you know, we're not making The Godfather. We're doing something quite different. We're doing, you know, a light entertainment sort of kind of franchise. And, you know, we're trying to do some great action sequences and, you know, just give people what they want to see when it comes to these kind of films.
This is one of those movies that you know what you're going to get because they don't try to be more than that. They just, you're going to get some great car chases. You're going to get some good action scenes. And that's what you go for and you end up liking it.
And a good story. Yeah.
I got a clip from this, Jason. I'm going to play it first, and then you can explain what's going on to us. I believe you're on a train for this particular clip. There you go.
That sounds great. That sounds fantastic.
Sounds like a Friday night in New York.
what does go on the train? I understand that that's one of the key sequences in the movie. What can you tell us about what we'll see your guy do?
Well, we've got Robert Nepper, you know, the guy from Prison Break.
Right.
He plays the nemesis, and, you know, it's the climax of the film, and pretty much it's one of the big action pieces that we did on a train. You know, you're always looking to try and find a new location for a fight sequence, and obviously the confined space of a train sort of makes things difficult and hopefully very interesting.
Do you drive a car on a train at one point? Does that happen?
Yeah, we fly the car from a bridge and it lands on the train.
Sure. How did you learn to drive like that, Jason?
Woo! Hey, speaking of locations, tell me about making a movie in the Ukraine. What is that like?
You know, it's just one of the locations. It's it wasn't a big part of the process of making this film for me. Most of it was shot in Paris. The reason we went back there is because Luc Besson gets things done very efficiently over there, and you know, he gets a lot of breaks, and pretty much they sort of turn a blind eye to a lot of the dangerous stunts. We're allowed to do much more there than back over here.
Oh, there you go. That's what you look for in your action movies, a little less oversight on the safety department.
Yeah,
exactly. That's awesome. You can go someplace where they don't care what you do to yourself.
That's it. Well, send him home in a bag. As long as he turns up for the last day, we're not bothered.
Now, how tough a decision, and I don't think I'm giving anything away because this has been pretty well advertised ahead of a Transporter movie coming out tomorrow, but how tough a decision was it to show a little bit of vulnerability for your character this time around, to have him finally start to really, like, feel something for a woman?
You never know if it's going to be too soppy. I mean, a lot of people that go see these films want to see him, you know, driving around and beating people up. So when you try and, you know, put him in a relationship sort of situation and expose this vulnerability, it's, you never know if people are going to, you know, engage in that. So, you know, it's tough. There's a, you know, the girl was a pretty much a hairdresser apart from the streets of New York. She had no experience in front of a camera, but this is one of the reasons that Luc Besson decided to get involved to such a degree. He, you know, he was involved in all the rehearsals, shot most of the drama, and, you know, that's one of the main reasons why I sort of wanted to come back and do a film, because he's such a great filmmaker, he decided to take the reins on this.
Interesting. So he picks essentially a non-actor to co-star with you in this movie. How much did he want to date her? My God.
How much did he want to what?
Date her. I mean, it sounds like that's the ultimate ploy right there is, yeah, I'll put you in a big movie, baby.
It could seem that way, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I think Jason's probably like, hey, I'm with a non-actor. I'm going to shine now. This is going to be awesome.
Hey, listen, I was a non-actor 10 years ago. And that's exactly what I did for Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Oh, I love that movie, too.
We have Jason Statham on the phone, who we always love catching up with. His new film is called The Transporter 3. It opens up tomorrow. I have to ask you a couple of quick other things, Jason, since we have you on. And our listeners have been emailing ahead of your visit, true. True or false that Crank 2 is going to be made?
We've done it. It's all already in the can. And
awesome.
It's coming out in April.
I love that movie.
How about that? We were just talking about that first thing when we came on this morning, about how awesome that was. And is it true the report we heard a few weeks ago about a movie that you might be making with both Sylvester Stallone and Jet Li called The Expendables?
There's a lot of truth to that, yeah. We're going to – it's funny. I was in Vegas this weekend for the Transporter 3 premiere, and I was with Sly that weekend. And, yeah, we're definitely making the film. We're starting – sort of end of February next year. He's a great guy. I can't wait to work with him. You know, he's like one of the old legends, you know?
Sure. Absolutely. And how fun to see all three of you in one movie together, man. That's like an action fan's dream come true. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
How many projects do you have lined up at a time? Like, how many do you know you're going to do from now on?
Yeah, it varies. You know, you always try to have something to sort of go into at some point in the future. It's a nice comfort to know that you've got another job down the line.
Yeah.
It's a fickle industry, and, you know, it's difficult if you're out of work. It's one of the worst professions to be in.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have something that I've got just this Sly movie, and then we're trying to get something else to sort of tag on in the later part of next year. But, you know, no more than a couple at a time.
Well, you've managed to carve out quite a career over the last 10 years, and I bet if the Jason Statham of Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels could have seen the future and seen where you'd be 10 years down the road, I think you would have been pretty pleased with the way things have turned out so far.
Yeah, can't say fairer than that. Yeah.
The film is called The Transporter 3. It is the latest in the series, and it looks fantastic. It opens up everywhere tomorrow. Jason, have a fantastic holiday season, man. I hope we get a chance to talk to you in 2009 some.
Happy holidays, gents.
So this morning, I set the alarm for 3:40, like I always do.
Okay.
And then I set a backup alarm for 3:50, like I always do. And then I set an alarm in the bathroom for 4 o'clock.
Wow.
Because I've been having trouble getting up. Last week I couldn't – because I've been having trouble sleeping. Right. So I don't know how it works this way, but you stay up all night long and you roll over and look at the clock. And then you just go, oh, man, I got to be up in 2 hours. And then it is always just before the alarm goes off that you actually are getting some good sleep.
Some decent sleep. Yep. Absolutely.
That's how it works. And then I think I was late twice in the last couple of weeks because I just couldn't sleep during the night and then I slept through my alarm. So then I started putting the third one in the bathroom. And that makes my wife really happy.
Oh, man.
Are you taking – I know you've been crazy for the vampires lately. Are you taking that a little too seriously maybe, the whole staying up all night thing, sleeping all day?
I am doing V. That's what they call the blood of a vampire on True Blood.
And maybe that's the problem.
It's like heroin for human beings. I'm doing that, so I hope that's not it. No, I don't know. I really don't know what it is. Sometimes I have a lot of trouble sleeping. Sometimes I don't. But yeah. For the most part, I can get up. But it's just it's a matter of how many alarms I need to set now.
That's awful.
So I didn't even hear the one in the bathroom this morning. My wife goes, alarm. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
Thank God. So I got up and went in and
so she's
took
your,
a shower.
She's your final,
she's
final
my fourth
fallback.
Alarm. Yeah. Wow. Because it wakes her up. And then that's not.
And then she punches you.
Doesn't make her happy.
I don't know if this will help your situation at all, but have you considered getting 1,000 puppies? Because that manages to get me up every day in plenty of time for work.
Yeah, I don't need more reasons to be up in the middle of the night.
Okay, so
like,
that won't help you.
Bean's outside every day at 1:30 with his dogs going, come on, Bean, please, please.
Ed at 3, by the way, at the end of the day. So what are you going to do? I mean, I assume you've tried what comes to mind, which is sleeping medication. I mean, you have to have tried Ambien or something, right?
Yeah, I try that.
How can Ambien not work? Ambien's the greatest thing ever invented.
Yeah, it helps, but it doesn't you know, if you take it for a long time, it's less effective, it seems
right.
like. And I've taken it for a long time.
Okay.
So anyway, I've tried weed. That helps some.
Okay.
So I got that covered. But people have a lot of home remedies, especially, if I might say so, the Hispanics.
Oh, yeah.
They have home remedies out the ass. And I think they are not sharing them with us sometimes because they pass down from mom, you know, grandmom to mom to, to you
seem-
to kid.
That Mexican grandmas know everything, and they do pass it down to their family who swear by it.
Right.
I mean, stuff that they do because it works.
And why do they have all the answers and I can't have them? Just because I'm white?
Yeah, if you're white, you just boil milk or something. Drink warmed milk.
Boil milk?
Warm milk. I know. Gross.
That does not sound good.
That's all you got.
So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, if you have a way to help you sleep. Maybe you have the same problem that I have. You can't fall asleep, and you have insomnia, and you found something that works that actually makes a difference. Because you know what it's like. When you have insomnia for a week, you're the walking dead. You're walking.
Absolutely.
And who can afford to pay less attention to life than me? You know? I mean, in my sharpest days, I'm dull.
Have you tried putting your hand in warm water while you sleep? Have you tried that? Because I hear that helps.
I think that makes that you have to go to the bathroom.
That makes you pee.
Oh, shh.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Oh, please. Like I haven't done that 7,000 times to people. Paul Lee, our friend from Placentia. Good morning.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Kevin. Melatonin, I've emailed you a bunch of times about it. You've got to take melatonin.
Melatonin I have tried in the past. My problem, though, is, Paul, that I need to take stuff to sleep, but I also need to be able to get up at 3:30.
Oh, and melatonin doesn't.
Sometimes it kind of gives me a bit of a hangover because I can't take it early enough in the night.
Really? It doesn't make you drowsy or anything. It just like flips a switch and tells your brain, oh, it's a good time to sleep. And then, I don't know, I've never had problems waking up.
What time do you get up?
Well, usually around 5, I think.
All right.
Hey, Paul, melatonin, isn't that the, am I confused? I thought that was the stuff that helps you tan.
No, it's your natural sleep hormone. Your brain produces it and, you know, flips that switch is all I can say. I used to have really bad insomnia, and I sleep great now.
A lot of people use that on, like, when they fly to Europe or something for jet lag. They use it because it kind of resets your body. It does. It tells your body it's time to sleep.
Is that the stuff that gives you kind of crazy dreams, too?
It hasn't given me crazy dreams.
No?
But 5 milligrams. Get the heavier dosage. An hour before you want to go to sleep, trust me, it should work.
All right.
Is it over-the-counter or is it prescription?
Over-the-counter.
Okay.
Can you draw a picture of Rodney handing it to me?
No problem. Okay.
Hey, Paul, I want to email you with some ideas on some Hot Cheetos t-shirts, too, by the way.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
All right, sounds good. Right. Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Nice guy there. All right, we'll take a quick break. 1-800-520-1067. We've got melatonin. We have hypnosis on hold.
Okay.
We have... the strangest one that I've ever heard. It involves
must be from someone named Jose, I bet.
It involves rubbing alcohol on your body someplace.
All right.
So that's odd, and we'll talk to him when we get.
First, though, Dr. Bingenheimer has some advice for you, Kevin, since you're having trouble sleeping.
Yay, 106.7 K-Rock, Carol Q. I'm out of here.
Right.
Say goodnight, okay. And hopefully I'll get some sleep.
Yeah.
Right. I doubt it. Never get sleep where I live.
Right.
I'm a robot, but anyway, I'm out of here.
Okay.
And
you said that.
Hopefully everything will work out, and... Be safe and sane on Halloween. And remember, don't eat those apples with the razor blades
in
them.
It's not Halloween at all. We're talking about Kevin trying to get some sleep.
I don't need sleep. Why sleep?
Right. You're hoping for some Mexican home remedies is what you were talking
about.
Well,
they seem to have all the answers. They also believe in chupacabras, so you got to take it with a grain of salt. But it seems like they pass down from generation to generation these home remedies that the rest of us are not privy to.
Yeah, the white man doesn't even put it in the book, but the Mexicans swear by it. Let's try Jose in L.A. He's on line 4 this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jose, welcome to the show. What's up?
What's going on, guys? This is Santa Monica!
Of course it is.
Should have known.
Yep.
It was too good to be true.
Because it said put rubbing alcohol on your belly button.
Yeah.
So I thought, no possible way, and that was a setup.
You're right.
He always comes up with the best stories before he does that. All right.
Let's try Beatrice in El Sereno, wherever the hell that is, on line 1. Hey, Beatrice, welcome to the show. What's up?
Good morning.
Where is El Sereno?
El Sereno is between South Pass and Alhambra.
Okay.
And Boyle Heights. We're right in the hood.
All right.
El Sereno does sound like the kind of place where you could get a good night's sleep, though.
Yes. Well, not with all the gunshots, but that's another story.
What do you do for insomnia?
Well, not me, my mother. She takes this tea. It's a Mexican tea, Boldo.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're just dry leaves. And for some reason, it helps. It doesn't help me. It makes me pee all night, but it helps her.
I feel like I'm being set up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been trying it for years, as well as my grandma. It's just something that they do.
All right. Doldo. So,
Doldo is what it's called.
Well, what's the first letter?
B.
B. Okay.
Boldo.
Gotcha.
Boldo. Yeah.
Fantastic. Gotcha. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Let's try Manuel on line 7, also from L.A., with another great Mexican home remedy. Hey, Manuel. Welcome.
I actually just Kevin tried a cure-all called Wild Turkey 101. Very good. Very effective.
Oh, nice! A nice alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Knocked you right out.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bad habit to get
all
into.
Right.
Though
good.
You don't
like
want to start drinking every night before you go to bed.
That is good.
Still. You mean continue drinking every night?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
All right.
Honorary Mexican, Kevin.
That's true. That is true. I've always wanted to do that. Let's go to Eric. From Diamond Bar. Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. Hey, gotta say, if you're a lightweight, you gotta cut this dose in half, but 2 Vicodin and a beer.
Oh, I am not a lightweight.
Well, then 1 Vicodin and a beer, and I'm telling you, 1 good night's sleep, and you won't have to do it the second night. And since you gotta get up early, dude, I suggest doing it. If you're gonna get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you gotta do it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, start earlier.
You will sleep 10 hours solid, I guarantee it.
No kidding. Well, in your case, you should do like 3 Vicodin and 3 beer. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Every 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, it'll knock him out for life.
Okay, thank you, Eric.
All right.
Let's go to Eric. Let's go to Liz in Fraser Park. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
I did not sleep for 5 weeks. I don't know why. I know. I was stupid. And I had to cut out caffeine afternoon, and I bought a sound machine.
Oh, I have one.
And just a fan. You don't want the rain or the water or anything else like that. Just the fan.
I have that, and it seems to help with the dogs barking in the distance and
definitely.
That kind of stuff.
It helps me, too.
So 4 Vicodin and 4 beers and sound machine. All right. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Thank you for the call.
Or Tuesday, whenever you wake up.
Let's go to Joel in Anaheim, because this seems like a bizarre one, and I've never heard of it. Joel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Dan.
Good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Other guys.
Talking about insomnia. What do you got?
Oh, man, this is crazy. My wife, she would get a cup of milk, put a leaf of lettuce in it, put it in the microwave, nuke it for maybe a minute, and she'll drink it. It'll knock her out.
A cup of milk and put lettuce in it?
Yeah, why the lettuce?
What does the lettuce have to do with it?
I don't know. I remember when we first conceived, she was pregnant. She couldn't sleep. Her wife, her mother told her to do that. And I remember one day, it was the funniest thing. She told me to go get her cup from the microwave. I open up the microwave. I take out a cup, and I see this cup with a piece of lettuce in it. I was like, okay.
That does not sound good.
It does not sound tasty at all.
But she swears by it, huh?
Yeah, and knocked her out. I mean, I would actually do it for her for weeks.
All right. Thank you for the call. You know what I think is happening here with that kind of call is that guy's going to go, you'll never believe what I told Kevin to do. I told him right. to put lettuce in it. He's such an idiot.
Hey, what about the alarm clocks that move? Have you looked into those?
Not too annoying.
The kind that you have to get up and chase around the room when they go off?
I don't want
to
make it a...
Because he's got a wife.
I don't
want to
make it
too.
The Amazing Race 10. You know, I just want to get up.
It gets everyone up if you're running around chasing an alarm clock.
Let's try Paris on line two. Paris is in Garden Grove and is on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Paris, sleep remedies for Kevin. What do you have?
What it do?
What it do?
What I do is I just get some hash. Okay. And then have my wife give me the reverse cowgirl and I'm out for the night.
Nice. Smoke hash and then have the reverse cowgirl.
Exactly.
All right.
I wake up the next morning, ready to go.
When do you drink the cup of hot milk and lettuce?
That wasn't me.
That wasn't you. Oh, you don't add it to that. All right. So
I think his advice is way better, by the way.
So four Vicodin, four beer, milk with lettuce in it, and then you do smoke some hash.
Right.
And then the reverse cowgirl.
You're all set.
How could that not work?
Charted policeman in our studio in the next hour, as well as Guns N' Roses. America already hates him. Now China's not too crazy about him either.
How dare you.
Coming up after the news at 7. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Axl is the most important musician that holds tires together on a car that we've ever known.
That is true. Yeah. It's a small category. But
it is, but he's the one.
It's very true.
Let's take a look at some reality TV show news. Hollywood Reporter announces that self-help guru Tony Robbins will be getting his own reality show.
No, I'd be against that.
It's done by the folks who produced The Biggest Loser. I guess that falls into this category as well. They will run the gamut of contestants who are trying to get help from Tony because they're down on their luck and they suffer from personality disorders. There's a whole slew of reasons people will be going to the giant-headed, giant-teeth Tony Robbins to see if they can help him.
So he'll be life coaching them, giving them advice
apparently
on what to do?
Not interested! I don't know how you win.
My wife did that seminar with him where you walk on coals.
Mm-hmm.
She did that.
What?
You walk on hot coals.
What's wrong with her?
It was part of her company did it. They hired the dude.
That's a bad company.
Terrible idea.
I would quit that company. I'd say, you know what we need? More work, less walking on hot coals.
Can I put on shoes at least? I don't understand that.
Also announced today, Steven Seagal will be featured in a reality TV show based on his past 20 years as a fully commissioned deputy with the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office in Louisiana.
Yay.
He's been a sheriff in Louisiana for 20 years.
You mean like Shaq?
No, he's fully commissioned.
Really?
This guy's the real deal. He goes out on patrol. He's said to be an expert marksman.
Yeah.
He's worked with the Jefferson Parish SWAT team and has instructed other officers in firearms and hand-to-hand combat.
They don't ask for it. He just volunteers the information. He must
show you how to use that.
Giant pain in the ass.
Oh, enormous. Can you imagine? Not to mention, you never get a donut when he's around.
Yeah, he's too fat to be a cop, is he?
Steven Seagal, Lawman, is the name of the series.
I'm in.
We'll follow Steve and a team of deputies as they respond to crimes in progress and also focus on Steve's off-duty ventures, including musical performances.
Oh, great. I'm in.
My new favorite show ever. They had Tila Tequila to run shotgun with him in the squad car? Then I'm in.
Oh, there you go. Was it the Under Siege movies? Were those the big ones for him back in the day? I'm trying to remember what Steven Seagal is famous for.
Yeah, that was a big trilogy that he had. But he had a bunch of hits.
Under Siege was more famous for the hot chicks that bared their boobs than Steven Seagal. Yeah.
Steven was famous for making the three-word title action film.
Yeah.
He was above the law. He was hard to kill. He was, there was a list of them.
Was he marked for death?
He was marked for death. He was also marked for death.
Yeah. Sure.
That's how he was new as a Steven movie, because he never came up with more than three words for his title. Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt, married.
Getting married?
Been married. Got it. Done it. Been
Where
there.
Was MTV,
got the T-show.
Though?
That's so weird.
Newlyweds eloped to Cabo San Lucas in Mexico last Thursday to do the deed.
I'll bet they sent cameras with them so that they could put it in the hills, maybe, or something. You know what I mean? Like,
from all accounts, it came as a surprise to everyone.
No, those two don't do anything out of the spotlight.
Their own parents didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah, I still think there's something up.
The story and their photograph will be on the cover of Us Weekly magazine.
Ah, so, well, there's something.
At least they'll have some attention from somebody. So,
were you looking forward to hearing her be the ultimate crazy bride? Just nuts out of her mind,
oh,
what
yeah.
they wanted.
Her.
And all this.
I think he would be worse than she
both
would.
Both of them, yeah.
More relationship news. Emily Blunt, who recently broke up with singer Michael Bublé, is now dating the Office star John Krasinski, according to Star Magazine.
Score.
Yeah. She's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, they're both great.
So that's a good couple right there. Apparently, Lacey Schwimmer from Dancing with the Stars is also now involved with a model named Chandler Manis.
Come on! Chandler Manis.
The only reason I did the story is because his name is Chandler Manis.
Does he know Chase Crawford?
Hello, I'm model Chandler Manis.
Oh, my God.
He's Chandler Manis. He
That's
plays
awesome.
By his own rules.
That Lacey Schwimmer, by the way, she's one of those girls we talked about yesterday who falls in the category of just sexy, but they're not classically pretty. She's like this. She's like this saucy, whorish New York girl with an accent. She's kind of thick in the thighs, but you can tell she'd just wreck you. She would just punish you all night long.
Oh, and that's good, right?
I got a thing for her. Yeah, good. And Dr. Phil hates curly hair.
What?
Star Magazine reports staffers on his show, Lisa, have to make sure their hair is straight because Phil doesn't like curly hair.
What?
So if you want to work on the show, you have to straighten your hair. Does not like curly hair.
That's crazy.
Does not like it.
That's racist, man.
That can't be true.
Doesn't like curly hair.
Can't
really.
That's some nappy headed hoes there.
Must remind him of how bald he is.
You have made bad choices.
When you have no hair, it must just be just an F you. If you walk around and see somebody with a big bushy head of curly hair.
You are looking at an idiot.
Yeah, he's got to be super jealous.
And congratulations to Miley Cyrus, who for her 16th birthday got from her dad her own recording studio.
Wow.
You know, I think I got a used Honda Civic on my 16th. I was happy with that, but Billy Ray built her a recording studio in her home.
So I couldn't be prouder of her if she were my own daughter. Oh, come to think of it, she is my own daughter. You're right.
Oh, that's funny.
That guy's crazy.
He's the best.
He's so
still
funny.
Waiting for my delivery of Bait Shop.
Oh, you
did
order it?
The DVD? From Amazon.com. The Bill awesome. Engvall, Billy Ray Cyrus, hilarious action comedy Bait Shop.
Can't wait for the review.
Set on the, the backdrop of the high-paced, live-on-the-razor's-edge world of professional bass fishing.
Sure.
So I'll be reviewing that for you as soon as I get my hands on Bait Shop. Today's celebrity birthday is John Larroquette, who is so, so good on Boston Legal. He is 61 years old. Remember that Night Court sitcom he was in?
Yeah.
He was good on that, too.
He's
always been good.
Was a horrible alcoholic for many years.
Was he?
John Larroquette. Didn't creating start until he finally got some help and went into a program.
How about that?
Yeah. Success story. 61 years old today. Tim Armstrong of Rancid is 43. Christina Applegate is 37 years old today. Jerry Ferrara from Entourage is 29, and Donovan McNabb, who used to play football.
Yep, he was an Eagle at one
stopped
time.
Stopped playing about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Stopped playing professional football. He is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're also listening for The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
You're not supposed to tell him
you're
that.
You're supposed to go to krock.com to find out what song you're listening for.
But you
the
just
meanies,
told us.
The meanies have said. The meanies have said that you have to make them work for it.
This hour.
If it shouldn't be enjoyable to listen to the radio. There should be homework aside.
Before 8.
7-Eleven on K-Rock. Sunday was the day, if you stop by your local area Best Buy.
Best Buy!
He's not
thank you, Lisa. You're wow, right. Someone's listening.
Yeah.
You could pick up the first new Guns N' Roses album in 14 years. Guns N' Roses Chinese Democracy is in stores, and we haven't seen how many copies it sold yet. We haven't seen what kind of a dent it's going to make in the charts here in the U.S., but I'll tell you one place where they're not selling it, and that's good old China. because they're not very pleased, apparently, with the title Chinese Democracy. They don't like the words Chinese and democracy in the same title, apparently.
So they're blocking the internet sites where they can download it so that Chinese people cannot get the album because they think that we're trying to somehow spread democracy through this album.
Oh, my God.
How do they have time to deal with problems like this with everything that's going on in China?
I don't know.
How do they have a minute to spend on this? Well, we thought we'd find out more. We asked producer Alex to line up somebody for us, and it is apparently the head of the Chinese Ministry of Culture. I think we have Mr. Chang Wai on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Wai.
Good morning, Randai. How you go?
We go good.
Do we have this right? You're upset over the title of an American rock album?
That's right. You're trying to take over our Chinese culture with your, democracy.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know Axl Rose's history at all? Because he's not exactly a political tool.
I heard he's a big tool.
Well, that's true. But he's not a serious political person.
But you're trying with your propaganda to get in the minds of Chinese youth and make them think, Chinese democracy. You try to use them as pawns to overthrow our country, and we will not have it, Randai.
But you understand that President Bush didn't send fighter planes in to take out the government and force a democracy on your people. It's just a rock record that got released over here. That's all.
No, this is more insidious than an attack from plane. This is like a virus you're trying to release into our country to affect the young people's minds.
Or it's music.
Oh, it's evil.
Okay.
It's an evil poem where you try to use your Western ways on us and try to bring down our culture.
Wow.
Chang Wai, have you had the opportunity to speak with Axl Rose himself, the man who wrote Chinese Democracy?
No, I did not speak to him. He tried to undermine our society.
What if I were to tell you that we have him on the other line? We can bring him into this conversation right now. Would you be interested in talking to him?
I find that hard to believe.
Kevin and Bean, peace brokers. Shut up, Omar.
Shut up, Omar.
Axl, do we have you on the line? Hello?
Hold on a second. I'm having a hard time getting Axl on the phone.
Are you? Why are you getting him on the phone? I thought we were.
Because I want to control the phone call.
Oh, I see. All right.
Come on, Kevin and Bean. How are you doing today?
Axl, we're fine. It's good to talk to you again. Were you listening to the conversation we were having with Chang Wai?
You want to say hi to him? He's the cultural minister in Japan, in China, sorry. Japan, China. Shut up, Omar!
Good morning, Mr. Minister. How are things in China today?
Or Japan.
Hello, how are you doing, Axl Rose? Don't try to spread your evil message of democracy here in my country. It's not really about democracy. It's more of a rock and roll album.
That's what we're saying.
Well, I had no idea.
It's just an album. Just music.
But why is it called Chinese Democracy? I really don't know. I named it 25 years ago. Sorry, you really not trying to spread democracy here in China? I don't really care about Chinese politics. Well, that's a relief from you, Mr. Axl Rose. I feel much more comfortable about the whole situation now.
Oh, good.
I'm glad to hear that. Can I sell my CD there? No, you still can't say it. Well, I feel like I'm in a Dickie Goodman record.
Come on. Great reference there. Chang, why won't you let him sell that if you feel better about the message that he hasn't tried to spread to your people?
Because he's not made here. We like to sell Chinese products to Chinese people, and we like to sell Chinese products to American people as well. We like to sell. We like to export. We don't import.
I see what you're saying. Okay, well, I guess that makes sense.
So we have our own rock star here going to make an album called American Communism.
No, they're not.
Axl Lowe's is his name.
What's his name?
Axl Lowe's.
Okay.
And Axl is going to make a CD and send it there. And then you see how you feel when Axl Lowe's is singing songs about that.
I'm going to suggest no one here will care. That's what
I mean, Kevin's right. No one here will care. Well, we'll have to see then, won't we, Mr. Rose? Because when we take over the country, the first thing we do is outlaw guys with bad plastic surgery and hair extensions.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God! Now I'm really in trouble.
Hey, yes. Hey, Mr. Cultural Minister, you don't have the you don't have Axer Rose there, do you? Lowe's there, do you? How do you say his name?
Axer Lowe's?
Yeah, you don't have him there, do you?
I think I do.
Oh,
I was hoping.
Axer.
Come up to the phone.
His name's Axer Lowe's.
Yes.
I also can't be here. Nice to talk to you.
So you're working on a CD called American Communism?
It's all American Communism. You'll be sorry when you hear it.
I'm sorry now.
Axer, say hi to Axel. Come on. Come on, Axer.
I'm even having trouble following this one.
How many times are you going to get the chance to say hi?
Axel Rose, how are you? Nice to meet you, sir. Well, it's nice to meet you, too.
Okay. All right. I think we've pretty much settled this one. I think we're all happy now. Thank you, everybody, for talking to us on the Kevin DeBede Show today.
No wonder we own your country.
Yeah, no.
He is a cop, and he's learning impaired. He's the retarded policeman.
That's me.
Come it's on. The Kevin DeBede Show on the world-famous K-Rock. By the way, congratulations to Michelle Holguin from Los Angeles. Heard The Killers, was caller 20, won the tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. Go to the website to find out what song to listen for next. Ladies and gentlemen, the retarded policeman and his crew in the studio of the world-famous K-Rock. Hey, Greg. Hey, Ponce. Hey, Scott. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Very nice.
Thanks for having us back.
Absolutely.
We're happy to. The Retarded Policeman is a smash hit internet sensation on the YouTube and on the Mediocre Films website. And I saw that you have been viewed, is this right, Greg, 25 million times people have watched these videos?
Yeah. The series has now been seen over 25 million times. We're hoping to hit a million.
A million.
That's the goal.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Now, how has the Ponce not left you guys behind and for a life in Hollywood? What's he doing screwing around with an internet website when he should be off starring in movies?
Good question. Well, you're in a movie. Ponce is in a movie.
Yep.
What's the movie called, Ponce?
It's called American Cowslip. It starts with Val Kilmer, Rip Torn.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Nice work.
What's Peter this Paul. All about?
Also with Columbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When does that come out?
They just submitted it to Sundance, so they're going to wait for that and then probably go the festival route first.
No kidding.
Yeah. Hey, Ponce, Cloris Leachman, too.
Oh, sure.
She's crazy. Yeah.
She is crazy. What do you do in this movie, and did they find you based on your success with The Retarded Policeman?
I play a character named Billy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does Billy kick ass?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He's a pimp.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
The director of the film had seen Josh perform in some other short films that he's done, but also in Retarded Policeman, so it definitely helped, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's
so
fantastic. That's how it kind of came about,
yeah.
Him getting in the movie. Wow.
Makes us feel really great.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, I remember when we had you guys in last time, and it's been a few months now, you were telling us how the whole thing was just a fluke. It was just you. I mean, you make little movies. That's what you do. But you were just clowning around and thought it would be funny and really had no idea at the beginning that you were setting yourself up for, you know, 20 episodes later, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, we thought three.
Yeah, we made three in one day and thought, all right, that's going to be enough. It's a little mini-series, three, and then it's done. But people just kept writing emails saying, when are there going to be more episodes? And we thought, more? We don't know what else he'd do. And then Scott said, well, how about for the fourth episode, how about he pulls over a black guy? And then
the floodgates opened.
Yeah, and base it on you know, real events that have
sure.
happened.
And, I like it when the retarded policeman pulls over the hot chicks and tries to get a sexy on. Those are my favorite episodes.
Well, there's more of that coming up. We've got an episode that you are not going to believe that we're going to be shooting pretty soon.
Yes.
Hint?
Any hint?
Sort of a sequel to the boobies episode, but it goes way too far.
Awesome.
As the best ones always do.
Yeah.
So how far into the series did you think, hey guys, we got some real fans out there. It's time to start thinking about a DVD.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, they say that an internet series is 10 episodes. We've now done a little over 20. And so once I realized we were approaching 20, I said, we should put the first 20 episodes together on a DVD. And we thought, you know, the only reason people would buy a DVD of something that they can see for free on the internet is if we just pack it full of crap that you can't see online.
Right.
So there's over an hour of extra stuff on this DVD.
But it's all crap?
It's all crap.
Okay.
Yeah, it's terrible. No, it's
you know got, how to sell it?
It's got some really, really fun stuff on there. But
you can tell them what's on here.
Yeah.
Oh, on the DVD it has unreleased lesbian bikini wrestling episode.
Wait a minute. You have yes. a lesbian bikini wrestling episode that you didn't release?
We also like to refer to that as the pandering episode.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
How did you hold that one back, by the way? Or did you know all along, hey, this will be a perfect selling point for the DVD. Let's not give this one away.
Bingo.
Yeah, I think it's a marketing genius.
Yeah. It's a reward for people who buy the DVD, along with a 20-minute documentary all about, you know, the making of the show, and with clips of other stuff that Ponce has done.
Fantastic.
What else is on there, Ponce, man?
It also has promos, photos, deleted scenes, interviews.
Yeah.
Does it have outtakes?
A lot of outtakes.
Awesome.
It's got cast and crew commentary on every episode. We got
that's basically you guys.
We got all the people that he pulls over.
Oh, we got
a lot of them to come over and do commentary and
actually and, on the lesbian bikini wrestling episode.
Yeah,
the lesbians we used didn't live in town, so we got two random lesbians who'd never seen the show to comment on the commentary.
Yeah. We got a couple of other lesbians.
So you just got other lesbians to do the commentary track.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely.
About you.
Just to see their reaction.
The DVD is called Retarded Policeman Special Ed DVD.
Yes.
See, special edition. Get it?
Got it.
And Greg Benson is here, Scott Perry is here, and the Ponce Man is here. We'll take a quick break and come right back.
You know why I put you over?
No. Why did you pull me over?
Because I just want to say hi. Hi.
Retarded policeman.
I love the Retarded Policeman so much, and now you can own it in your own home and give it as a holiday gift. The Retarded Policeman is out on DVD and a special ed DVD through MediocreFilms.com. Right now, that's the only place you can get it. And Dave, if you're listening out there in the other room, let's please put up a link at KROQ.com so people who won't remember MediocreFilms.com will know how to find the Retarded Policeman.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Just ask them to do that and put one of the episodes on the front of Kevin and Bean. So that should happen. Let's see. Dave the King Mexico should happen Thursday.
Ponce Man, do you get a lot of fan mail from people who enjoy your work on the Retarded Policeman videos?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do people write to you?
They write stuff like they love the show. LOL.
Sure.
Oh my god.
Yeah. OMFG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the good stuff.
You know, all the good stuff.
Do you still get the exploitation complaint from people?
All the time.
Yeah.
But, most of the emails that we get are positive. But there will always be those emails, especially people who are new and finding the show who are shocked and they just can't believe what we're doing.
We got an email on YouTube that somebody sent him 2 days ago, I think, and said, your ugly retard face scares my children.
Wow.
Get a retard life, which I think he meant get a life retard. But it was like probably about 10 sentences, well, one sentence.
Right.
That was 10 lines long. Uh-huh. And it was all just this random stream of consciousness. So
I hope he doesn't really have children. That would just be so wrong.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Him having children scares me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
It reminds me of Idiocracy.
Yeah. Yes. True.
You guys, and by the way, if you have any questions for the team or for the Ponce Man himself, you can give us a call at 1-800-520-106, and we actually have a couple copies of the DVD that we can give away if you got a question that gets on the air. You've been doing this for a while now, and I'm afraid that some of the controversy that that started off may have died down, and it won't do you any good to sell DVDs. You've got to figure out a way to get some new group out there protesting right now so that you're all over CNN and Fox News and everything because this is so outrageous. We got to help you with that.
Who would you recommend that we offend next?
There has to be some sort of mental health group that that you haven't heard from yet that you can still get upset.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Call it the Retarded Policeman Bum Fights, in parentheses.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's a good idea.
And then they'll get all angry about that.
Yeah, and it'll all be just hidden video stuff. It won't be scripted anymore.
It's the Retarded Policeman Chinese Democracy DVD.
Yes.
Oh,
you know,
there
what's
you
funny
go.
Is this DVD has actually a lot in common with the new Guns N' Roses CD.
Yes. How exactly?
They both don't have Slash on them.
That's true.
Art Duff McKagan.
That took 20 years. This has 20 episodes.
Okay, good. I see the tie-in.
And they're both hilarious.
Retarded Policeman DVD. Yeah. Boobies, boobies.
Boobies.
Boobies, boobies. Wow.
I'm a little bit surprised, by the way, being L.A. and all, that you haven't had more celebrity cameos on the Retarded Policeman. Certainly you have celebrity fans out there.
John Travolta, are you listening? If so, call this number.
I would imagine they wouldn't. I would think they would be scared of the controversy. A lot of them. I really would.
Yeah,
that would be the case. I mean, I don't think they should be, but I can't imagine that they.
Yeah, we've had like, well, Doug Jones was in the mime episode. He's the guy that's right, Ape Sapien and Hellboy, right? And Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, and we had Will Wheaton in an episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation and Stand By Me, and he's awesome. And I imagine that there will be more. We know other.
You know other celebrities that are fans?
Super famous people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. But not really?
Let's take a couple of phone calls for the team and for the Ponce Man. 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air. We'll give you a copy of the new DVD that, again, is available from MediocreFilms.com. And why don't we start with Paul? He's in Mission Viejo, and he is on line 3. Hey, Paul. Welcome to the show. You're on with Greg and Scott and Josh, the Ponce Man Perry. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you doing, Lisa May?
Good morning.
Hey. All righty. My question is for Ponce Man. And have you ever accidentally shot off your gun at a person or a window?
Is it loaded?
Yep.
It's loaded.
Yeah,
lots of bullets in there.
Yeah, is there something wrong with giving him a loaded gun?
Well, no. That's a good plan.
Ponce, the question is, have you ever accidentally fired your weapon?
Yeah. I actually shot my brother in the leg.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's no good.
That is good.
Right by the groinial area, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. You hang on for your DVD, and thank you for calling. Let's try Wendy in Los Angeles. Wendy is on line 2. Hi, Wendy. Thanks for calling. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show. Go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean and Lisa May.
Good morning.
Good morning. My quick question was just, like, do you think this, like, are you planning to keep doing this until it dies down, or are you just planning to do how many more episodes?
Well, it's an interesting question. We've always said that we'll do them as long as we have funny ideas and as long as we don't get tired of them. You know, I think it certainly has another season in it, and then we may let it go. But it all just depends on how we feel at that time.
I think the last episode Ponce is going to write and direct.
Yeah,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I think that's a great idea. Ponce can write and direct the.
Do you guys smoke weed?
I do.
Man does. All right, good.
I don't. I smoke a pencil shaving. Is that bad?
No, that's good.
Okay.
Sounds good. That's Wendy, good. Hang on for your DVD. Hey, Ponce Man, that reminds me. I have a question, speaking of the weed. What do you think of Hot Cheetos?
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, my mom and my father, if they're listening, they're also in the DVD. It's called Mexicans.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
That was a very funny episode. Yes. That your mom and dad are in.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a very funny one.
His actual parents play his actual parents.
Mm-hmm. And of course, his mom gives him the bag of weed to plant on a Mexican.
Yeah.
So. I think here's a clip from that.
A likely story. Only a true Mexican can make up such lies.
Exactly. Speaking of Mexico, let's talk to Brian in Santa Clarita. He's on line 8. You're on with Greg and Scott and Josh the Ponce Man Perry. Go ahead, Brian.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're good.
Well, I was hearing earlier you guys were suggesting topics.
Yeah.
I was saying, why not retired policemen go to Cancun, get them cut crazy, you know, spring break area and stuff like that?
Yeah, what about the Ponce Man on the road? Like, you could take him to all sorts of places all over the world he can get into trouble.
Yeah, you could get him in trouble with the Mexican police.
Yeah. I don't think they want to do that, but
but you know what? If you're paying the budget, we will go to Cancun and shoot something there.
Sure, this could be the big screen version of
absolutely.
Cool. Yes, it would be cool.
Ponce goes to camp.
Yeah.
Ponce goes to Argentina.
He's a big fan of bikinis. While looking at people in them and wearing them.
Maybe we should go to Brazil then.
You should go to Brazil. Yeah. The beaches of Brazil. Yeah.
Oh, Brazilian.
Yeah. Rio de Janeiro.
I'll go to Spain. The new beaches.
Yeah.
Oh, the Ponce Man of the Nude Beach is a great episode. I love it.
Yeah, this is a man who is not afraid to get naked.
Nope.
I mean, we've all witnessed that.
All right,
you guys should check out PonceMan.com, his website. The front page. You'll just open that up.
Oh, no. Is he naked on it?
No, it's just the sexy picture from his...
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I can't wait. Speaking of websites, by the way, and everybody else on hold, while we have them, we'll hand out the DVDs to people we didn't have time to get to. When I was at MediocreFilms.com... this morning, I noticed that you have like 30 other internet movies or series that are going on right now. I mean, The Retired Policeman, Greg, is just a tiny part of your empire. Am I right?
You know, the fun thing is my wife, Kim Evie, and I are involved in four really successful series. One of them is a show that I've directed about five episodes of, and Kim produces along with Felicia Day of Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog.
That's one of yours?
That's a show called The Guild. The Guild is one that I've worked on, but my wife produces. And my wife Kim also came up with the original idea for Retarded Policeman. And then we've got a show that Sony distributes online called Gorgeous Tiny Chicken Machine Show. that's a parody of Japanese TV,
which
is a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
And then Kim also is in a show which was an idea of mine loosely, called Two Hot Girls in the Shower.
I've seen that one.
Very, very funny.
Mm. Not at all what I hoped it would
be. Is it funny or sexy? Wait, I don't want to go if it's funny.
It is funny and sexy.
It's both.
You're going to have to deal with both
at
the same
time. Are you setting me up?
No.
All right.
No. But
I want to say something.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Felicia Day, she's also in my show.
In Retarded?
It's called Retarded Fish.
Yeah, it's one of the bonus features on the DVD.
Oh, yeah, cool. It's the April Fool's
for
episode.
Oh, I remember that one, Felicia Day fans.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this to me it says perfect Christmas gift.
Oh, it's good for the whole family.
I mean, really, you unwrap that on Christmas Day.
Yep.
The whole family sits around and has a laugh. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're a star. Absolutely.
And you feel warm and bubbly.
Well, we couldn't be happier that it has gotten to this, where it is finally out on a DVD. A 20-minute making of Retarded Policeman featurette, audio commentaries, the unreleased lesbian bikini wrestling episode, the April Fool's Fish episode, behind the scenes, outtake reels, promos, and so much more. And it's all available through Mediafilms.com. Retarded Policeman special ed DVD. Greg, Scott, Josh, great to see you guys again. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks
very
much, gentlemen.
God bless you.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Thanks, Pons Man. Thank you, Lisa. It's 7:52 now, and time for the Ralph Chauvin Beat.
It's Tuesday. You know what that means?
CDs and DVDs and
new
stuff?
CDs and new DVDs and stores
Hit
everywhere.
Me. Hit me.
Here's what's available on DVD today. Hancock.
I never saw that.
Never saw it?
Uh-uh.
You'll enjoy it. Yes.
What's the name of it?
Hancock. Will Smith, Jason Bateman, the lovely Charlize Theron, stars in that film. I enjoyed the F out of that movie, and I think you might too.
Right.
24 Redemption, in case you missed it Sunday night. You can get it on DVD
already?
Now. Yes.
Quick.
That was a good 2 hours. It's a good 2 hours.
I missed it. Maybe I'll pick it up on DVD.
Very good.
Space Chimps. Animated movie Space Chimps. Meet Dave with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, hello.
He's a machine. He's a spaceman who operates a giant
body of himself. Right.
Body of himself in this world.
Nope.
Of Earth.
Nope.
Meet Dave.
No.
Meet him.
Don't want to.
And Fred Claus, the Vince Vaughn, Paul Giamatti Christmas movie, just in time for the holidays, is available on DVD as well. Speaking of Christmas movies, I'm telling you, I'm getting a lot of grief from the Kerouac listeners, but I'm laughing my ass off every time I see the trailer for that Four Christmases.
Yeah, I think
with
it
Vince
looks
Vaughn
funny.
And Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Yep.
It makes me laugh so hard. When that baby throws up on Reese Witherspoon and he starts to gag, I'm going to throw up. He starts to gag every time. And she turns around in the kitchen and smacks the baby's head into a cabinet door. Oh, come on. Nothing funnier than abusing kids at Christmas.
Right, that's comedy.
CDs, Prospects March, the EP, Coldplay, available today. The Final Riot, which is Paramore's live album, is available today. Happy in Galoshes, our buddy Scott Weiland. Or Scott Weiland, if you're
Rodney.
Rodney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has that, then that's it, I think, for CDs today.
Excuse me? So I think there's another one you might want to mention.
I believe that's all there is for new
I'm
CDs.
I'm sure there's something
there
else
no
that's coming out today
CDs
that's worth mentioning.
That's
sure
coming out.
Sure, there's a major artist with a major release the world has been waiting for today.
Barry Manilow.
Ladies and gentlemen,
he hasn't
Barry
died.
Manilow.
Why will he not die?
The Greatest Songs of the 80s is the name of his CD.
Wow.
He does Never Gonna Give You Up on
Shut
this
up.
CD. Barry Manilow and Rick Astley combined in one. I can't wait.
Shut up.
Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt are married.
Yay, yay.
They eloped to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, last Thursday. The couple will be featured on the cover of Us Weekly magazine to talk about their elopement. I guess they wanted to avoid the press by eloping, so then they're going to do a big cover story and interview about their elopement.
Yeah. They don't really do anything if it's not in front of a camera.
I just hope they picked up some sort of parasite in Mexico that eats their way through their brains. Did you hear about that lady, by the way?
Yes.
Brainy?
Yes.
I just said, did you hear about that lady? I know. That's the only detail I gave you about the story.
I know.
Bean already. Yes, I have it. I memorized it. I wrote the story.
What lady?
I not only heard about it, I told Kevin about it already today because it's my favorite
How
story.
How do you know what he's talking about?
Because of the the lead-in was parasites in Mexico.
Woman in Phoenix was feeling some numbness in her extremities, having some problems. They scanned her head. They thought she had a tumor. They went and operated into her brain. They found a giant worm living inside her brain.
Yes!
Worms can do that? Live in your brain?
This is like a tapeworm that was living in her brain.
Ugh. Wow.
Hey, Gene
Simmons is here. What's up, Gene?
How you doing, Ralph?
Good. What's going on?
Gene Simmons from KISS.
Yes, I know.
Speaking of inserting large worms into your head.
Come on.
No.
Come
on.
They think that it was in some salad or something that she was eating that somehow she swallowed.
She ate food that had been contaminated by the feces of someone else who had this parasite.
Wow.
That's how she got it.
Good time. Okay, so she ate it, went to her stomach. How did it get in her brain?
Got into her bloodstream, I guess.
Crawled.
Wow.
Open up her head, giant worm living in her brain.
Oh, that's wrong.
That's like Mother effing Fringe right there, bitch.
That just awesome. Happened.
Remember, Kevin, you said, oh, the can of parasites just digging into your heart and running your body. Ha! Ha! I say to you.
Next day, there's a story about it.
Exactly.
And they took the worm out. She did not have a tumor. They did not have to do any of the brain surgery. And she apparently is fine and recovering well, as I understand it.
Put the worm in a bottle of mezcal, and they all had a toast afterwards. It was delicious.
She drank it again, and now she's got to go back.
Speaking of Gene Simmons, Gene, you're in the news.
Yes, I am.
Apparently, the New York Daily News says that recently Gene showed up at a nightclub in New York and demanded a free bottle of alcohol.
How'd that go?
He brought in six blondes with him. They sat at a table, and he said he should drink for free because he's Gene Simmons. Management tried to get him to buy one, get one free. If you buy a bottle, we'll give you a bottle. He refused and sat there until management gave him a free bottle of booze.
What a jackhole.
Wow. Gene, why are you so cheap, man?
I'm always looking to save more money. You can never have too much money.
Right.
He's me. Speaking of free alcohol, can I have a rusty trombone?
You're disgusting, Gene.
Wow, that's a non sequitur right there. I don't even get the free alcohol rusty trombone, quite frankly.
I don't want to tell you.
Today's celebrity birthdays. John Larroquette is 61 years old today. Tim Armstrong of Rancid turns 43. Christina Applegate turns 37. Jerry Ferrara of Entourage turns 29. And quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, Donovan McNabb.
Ex-quarterback.
Celebrates. No, he's starting Thursday.
No.
Yeah, against the Arizona Cardinals. I expect a pummeling. He is 32 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
So you think you want to go to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008 and you want to go for free? We can hook you up. There's always a song to be listening for. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to tell you what it is because the management wants you to work for it. So you have to go to krock.com to get details on what song it is and when it's going to play and then be caller 20 when you hear it. How about Thanksgiving weekend is here. The holiday shopping season is already up and running, and a lot of people have video games and video game systems on their list. Let's catch up with our friend Adam Sessler. He is the host and managing editor of the show called X-Play over there on the G4 Network. Hey, Adam, welcome back, man.
Hey, glad to be here.
You have been at that channel, and it's through its various incarnations and names, for how long? 10 years? Is that
10
possible?
Years. Yes, the first episode of what was called GameSpot TV on the station ZDTV aired on July 4th, 1998.
Wow.
How different is the world of video games now versus 1998?
Considerably. I remember what I was oogling and ogling back there, back then, and it was games like the original game Unreal for the PC and Half-Life for the PC. All the cool stuff was actually happening on the PC, and that's one of the biggest changes you can see now is the more innovative games, and really just most of the games now are being made for the home consoles because they are that much more powerful.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. Is there ever going to come a time, I mean, let me rephrase the question. The universe has expanded to the point where there's room for all these competing systems and they'll all go on in perpetuity. It's not like somebody's going to get knocked out at some point. These major systems are all here to stay, right?
I would say so. There are actually, though, people who are making the games, Todd Howard, who made Fallout 3, and a man, Dennis Dyack, who made a game, Too Human, who are trying to push for just one console so they can just, you know, they know the tech and they can just make games time after time. There's always this difficulty when there's a new system that comes out
right.
where all these guys have to learn the architecture of it to figure out how to make the game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a good point.
What are some of the biggest titles that are already out there that people might want to pick up for Christmas?
Okay, here's one that came out in the last week. It's called Left 4 Dead. And I assume you guys have watched horror movies in the past.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I see them more like educational tools, that there will be a zombie apocalypse at some time, and the movies are a good way to figure out what and what not to do.
Oh, that's going
to
happen, no question.
Exactly. Now, this game is the best way to practice said skills of learning. It really is kind of based like a movie, and if there's a zombie apocalypse, and you can play with three other people online, and you have to get from one point to another alive, working together and killing slews and slews of zombies. It is an amazing amount of fun, and I highly recommend it if you have three friends.
All right.
And you get to be a zombie, too. You don't have to be the humans battling. You can be a zombie as well, right?
Yes. There is a versus mode where you can become a zombie. And they have zombies with very special powers, some that have a tongue that sort of lashes out and you can grab somebody. They're my favorite. There's one where you get to puke on other people.
Oh,
zombie puke on other people.
Nice. Does it burn them like acid?
What it does is it actually attracts the other zombies to them.
Yes.
It's kind of like a pheromone for the undead.
That's the best.
Hey, Adam, speaking of zombies, it's a little bit off topic, but since Twilight is so big, are there any vampire video games that are any good?
You know, it's funny. There are not too many vampire video games that are good. There are games with vampires. There's kind of vampires in Fallout 3, believe it or not, post-apocalyptic vampires.
Right.
But there was once a series of games called Blood Rain where you played kind of this World War II era hot lady that was a vampire and you were killing Nazis. And that was the only good catch of it, because when you started to play it, it was like, okay.
Speaking of the movies, there's a new Tomb Raider game out now. What's this Underworld all about?
Well, it is it's a very beautiful Tomb Raider game, and not just because this overly proportioned woman is in it and highly rendered. The environments are very attractive. It is not one of the best games out there. I kind of wanted to give a heads up on that, because obviously everyone knows Tomb Raider, and a lot of people just kind of gravitate towards games that they've heard about.
Right.
It's a fine little game. It's very confusing. There's a lot of puzzles that don't make much sense, and the combat in it isn't terribly satisfying. But if you want to look at Lara Croft's virtual butt all the time, you can't do much better than that.
All right.
And why wouldn't you want to? And something called Fable 2. I know nothing about this.
Okay, now this is a game that before I was coming on the show and talking to you guys, it came out, and I wanted to recommend it to a lot of people out there because it's a great game for those that aren't the most hardcore gamers. It's a big open-world game in a fantasy setting, and you can play as good or evil. And as you play good or evil, your body will kind of change to adapt to the decisions you're making in the game. So if you're an evil guy and you're just running into town and hacking people up, you'll eventually get horns on your head.
Yeah.
And people will start to be afraid of you inside of the town. There's so much little good stuff that's inside of the game. In addition to, you have a dog companion, and the artificial intelligence of this dog is remarkable. It acts like a dog. You care about this dog, even if you're the most evil guy in the world.
Okay. This is Adam Sessler on the line. We're talking to him about the video games for the holidays. He, of course, is the host of X-Play on G4. And producer Alex told us that you tipped her off to some event that's going on with Rock Band in Los Angeles. What's this about?
Well, more or less, there's a Rock Band store. And I definitely want to let your viewers know about your listeners. I have viewers. You guys have listeners. Let your listeners know, because there's this AC/DC track pack that's been made available for Rock Band. And as far as bands go, that's one of the best bands you could have.
AC/DC meaning it's all of their songs?
It's not all of their songs. It's a lot of the really good ones.
Okay.
But unfortunately, they're only selling it at Walmart. And I don't even know where there's a Walmart in the Los Angeles area.
Yeah, I don't either.
And so for those guys that are in Los Angeles and want to get this track pack, there is a Rock Band store that doesn't just have that. It also has all these different peripherals that you can get for Rock Band, such as the really nice-looking guitars that really look like wood. And so it's right there on Highland, and I'm blanking what the cross street is. But
I got to tell you, Rock Band is one of my Achilles tendons. I mean, I play that all the time.
You can't stop.
I can't stop.
Yeah.
And then I got Guitar Hero, Rock World Tour or whatever. I got a new drum set. Drums everywhere.
How do you get anything done?
Well, that's my life. It's very difficult, Lisa.
Well, I can't get to the bathroom because they're in the way.
Yeah, well.
That's a bigger issue.
There is that as well.
I really need a maid.
It sounds like there's a lot of great stuff going on, and, this is the holidays, and people are out there looking for ideas for, some new games to get somebody on your list. It sounds like Adam's made some great suggestions. Your show's on again tonight at 8. Doing anything special on the G4 tonight during X-Play?
We're going to be talking about video games, so it's very special.
Hey, how about that?
Oh, that'll be a special episode.
Can you give us a heads up for the next couple of weeks?
December's going to be very exciting. We're going to have a lot of specials and special one-hour episodes. We're going to look back at the year in gaming in 2008, look forward to 2009. 2009. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have our best of show.
Okay.
For the best games of 2008. But also, if you tune in, and everyone should, there's going to be sort of a new game being demoed on the show almost every single day for the month of December. And these are all games that you can look forward to in 2009.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Adam, always great to catch up with you, man. I hope you have a fantastic holiday season if we don't get a chance to talk to you before the new year.
All right. And same to you guys.
Thank you, man. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7
Who's
KRO.
That's a good band. I bet they up-and-coming young band. That was Carrie Hilson right there.
That's Nirvana.
That's, American
Nirvana.
Boy.
Not up-and-coming at all, Spencer.
They are. All right. Probably see you at Teddy's later.
Woo!
All right.
Feeling good.
Here's the deal. Spencer Pratt is in the studio, and I don't know why, because no one invited him. But apparently he's all excited because he's trying to convince everybody that he and his girlfriend Heidi went down to Mexico and eloped and got married.
Oh, really?
Nobody's buying nobody's buying it.
Pipe down, Bobby. Why don't you take a little look at the blang-blang on my ring hand right
Yeah,
here.
You can't put a ring on to fake everybody out, can you?
I don't like to fake things because I'm real. I'm real to death.
But you expect us to believe that you eloped and tried to do it to get away from all the press? Because that doesn't really sound like you.
Let me tell you something, Kendall.
You're all
hey,
about
Tiger,
the press.
Tiger Champ. All right.
Kevin.
Give me a sec.
All right.
When you're an A-lister, mm-hmm. Nick Spence Dog and his beautiful bride.
You would consider yourself an A-lister?
I didn't consider myself that.
Okay.
It's science.
Science. Okay.
All right? Just like, you know, the fibers of my chin beard
mm-hmm.
and the beautiful highlights of my hair.
Right.
Our love is real. But we have to escape all that is frivolous here in Hollywood to deal with what is the pulp of the matter, and that is our love and our marriage and our vows before Jesus Cristo. And we had to do that in private so that, you know, it wasn't made into a circus, which would happen very easily, like I said, when you're an A-lister like Spence.
But don't you and Heidi call the paparazzi and let them know when you're going out to lunch to make sure? I mean,
yes.
I'll give you a perfect example. On Heidi's birthday, you had like wine and a cake and stuff like that on a picnic blanket somewhere in the park, and you called the paparazzi to let them know so they could photograph it.
Touche, Captain. But either way.
So we're saying it doesn't make sense that you eloped to get away from the press. You sold the pictures to someone, right? Us Magazine or somebody?
No, they were stolen off my laptop.
They were stolen off your laptop. Yeah.
According to Perez, you and Heidi got married at a place called the Palmia Resort just outside Cabo San Lucas. The ceremony was held on the beach. It was not planned. You guys were just on vacation in Mexico and decided to get married on a whim, and you didn't even tell family members that you were getting married.
That's the way I roll. I'm spontaneous like that. People often compare me to Jim Morrison in that I'm unpredictable and wild.
Nobody compares you to Jim Morrison.
I felt like I needed to do that in the moment, and boom, Spence Dog reacted. You know what I'm saying, Kendall?
Yeah, I just don't believe it.
All right, Tiger.
I don't believe what
right.
you're saying.
I like your shirt.
What happens when Heidi turns 30?
I'm sorry?
What happens when she gets older?
She does age.
Yeah. Well.
Did you do vows?
Let me go through my vows for you.
Okay.
Heidi, I promise to love you forever and ever. I love you like I love the distressing in my denim. And I will love you as long as you stay within that 3-pound and 3-year margin. Done.
What does that
Sick.
Mean? 3-pound and 3-year margin?
She can gain or lose 3 pounds.
Right.
I'll love her. She can get about 3 years older. I'll love her.
Okay, but 4
Anything
years or 4 pounds?
Outside of that little buffer right there.
Uh-huh. Out.
Spence Dog skating, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Man's got to lay down rules.
That's right, Bobby. You hear me up there on the island.
You know that's something she can't control.
Oh, great.
Right?
You know, we were having such a good visit, and then Luscious Liz over here has to go pipe in her mouth open.
Lisa May.
Whatever.
Lisa May.
It's wench to me.
All right. Well, just mark our words as we say this, Spencer. When this is all revealed to be an elaborate hoax for a reality TV show, we're going to be the guys who say we never believed it for a minute.
Or the cameras
Far
from
be
MTV
it from me. Stop it.
Are down
Far,
there.
Listen, hey, Champ, why don't you just slow your roll a second. Far be it for me to interrupt you on your own show, okay, Kevin and Bobby? But listen here.
Yes.
My sweater is polo and it's cashmere. I have spoken sick.
Well, that does clear it up for me.
See
you,
Teddy's
you,
later, baby dog.
We had time to do it, but we don't. Tomorrow's a jam-packed show. Don't have time to do it. Very sorry to tell you that.
Kevin
and Bean Show 836.
Wait, let me ask a question. Why do you hate Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, oh, Thanksgiving.
Love Thanksgiving.
Turkey things are gonna happen.
This song's a little weak, though.
Gobble, gobble. Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks
behind the tree. I wish the pilgrims could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Thanksgiving cooks outside my window plane.
Hey, what?
Here's where Omar really earns his pay right here. Sounds like Lisa May's sorority.
Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks behind the tree.
The song.
Yes?
The song that that's a parody of? I know it's hard to believe, but it's worse than this. Worse. It's worse than that.
The reason I bring up Thanksgiving cooks is because this week is the holiday, and if there's a more beloved tradition on the Kevin and Bean Show than the Kevin and Bean yearly call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline, frankly, I don't know what it is.
You
I can't
insist
think-
on doing this year after year, and it's stupid beyond words, and it never works, and it's never funny,
it's
and it's never interesting.
Funny and interesting, and people are already emailing.
Here's
in fact,
what
last
these a-holes
week
do.
They started emailing about it.
Here's what these a-holes do, for those of you that haven't heard. Bean and Ralph. Ralph plays the part of a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
We call the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Bean says, how do I catch my turkey? It's still alive and running away. And then she goes, ha, ha, ha. And then Ralph does some more turkey noises. And then Bean goes, ha, ha, ha. That was great. That's what happens.
Do you understand that the kids love it like they love the Charlie Brown special every year? It doesn't – the holidays aren't here until you have those touchstones, those benchmarks of the season, Kevin.
I know you want that to be true, but it just isn't.
Always funny, first of all. Second of all, wildly in demand. The people love it.
The people do love it.
I just answered the business line out there,
yep.
And somebody said, please don't do that. And
this
I was like, okay.
This is coming from a guy who talks to Sustainable Dave once every month. That's 12 times a year. This is once a year, you goddamn son of a bitch.
I know that I am responsible for most of the bad ideas on this program. I'm fine with that. But I'm trying to make up for it by keeping this off the air.
Well, you're
Here's
just
a-
wrong,
because it's never funny, because Bean plays a... you know, he's an actor, and he's trying to play a farmer, and the woman never buys it. You're just wasting her time. She never laughs.
A text that just arrived this very second. Hey, Kevin and Bean, just one more day, gobble, gobble, the greatest day of the year. Tomorrow, your call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline. That's a text
saying.
I just got in right now,
that
Kevin.
That just happened.
But that just happened.
On TV.
But that's not the spirit in which it was sent. He's mocking us.
No,
he's mocking
I don't
us.
Hear mock.
Oh, I hear the turkey already. He's flapping his wings.
Really? I mean, come on.
What about this message?
Butterball Turkey Hotline, outside my window. Butterball Turkey Hotline, behind the tree. I wish that Kevin could see that there's something funny about turkeys at the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Outside my window,
please!
All I know is that 24 hours from right now, we're going to be calling a certain 800 number to the Butterball Turkey Hotline, and we're going to be making that call that we do every year, and the kids are going to be so happy.
There's three parts of this. There's Ralph as the turkey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank
there's
you.
Bean as the farmer. Mm-hmm. And there's
I'm the weak link. I understand
Hold
that.
On. You're one of the two weak links. And there's the storyline that you can't catch your live turkey, which is just stupid.
Oh, because the line is for how to
lame.
Cook a turkey, and we're taking it to another level.
The storyline is lame.
How to catch and kill a turkey.
Bean's not
They're
a
not
convincing
prepared
farmer.
To answer. They're not prepared to answer that question.
I know, and it's never funny to them.
Always funny.
Oh.
You forgot about the fourth element, which is sometimes we can't get through.
That's true.
And we just dial and dial and dial.
For like an hour.
And then it never picks up.
So yeah, that's
another added element. That's a little, you know, it's a little danger, a little suspense. You don't know whether we're going to get through or not. That's another added element.
Wow.
A pleasure.
Wow.
You know, Ralph, thank you for bringing up an excellent point, by the way, because as you were explaining, it occurs to me that maybe this is the problem with the few listeners that are on board, and maybe with Kevin, too. You don't understand that the Butterball Turkey Hotline, Kevin, is designed for people who need tips on how to cook a meal, okay?
Right.
What they're expecting is, my turkey is 24 pounds. How long should it be in the oven?
How do I they keep it juicy? What do I use as a rub?
You guys think this is too deep and complex
I
for
think
people
they
to
don't
understand?
Be. It may be. I think that's the problem. You don't understand
I understand it.
I don't think you
it's
do.
It's stupid.
No, but let me say it again, because there's no one who's calling who's trying to catch a turkey.
Do
that's
you know
way,
why?
That's way out of the realm
you know
of their experience
no
on the other
doing
end.
That?
What?
Because it's stupid!
Or is it? 24 hours from right now,
The annual tradition of the call to the Butterball Turkey Highlight is going to be tomorrow.
Let's go to Eddie in Canoga Park, who's going to back me. Eddie?
Okay.
Hi there. Kevin. Yeah. If you screw this up tomorrow, I swear, I'm going to get all the Mexicans I can. And we're going to kick your ass.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Wait a minute.
There we go.
You're on their side of doing it?
Damn right.
Oh, Eddie.
You do so much dumbass things.
I do a lot of dumbass. I'm trying to make up for it. I'm trying to make up for it by keeping this off the air.
Then he said, once a year we're funny. Once a year we manage one funny thing.
That's right.
This is it.
And this is it.
This is it.
Wow.
Thank you, Eddie.
You'll
get it, Eddie. Thank you, Eddie. I promise you.
Kevin, do you want the Cowboys to stop playing football on Thanksgiving because it's boring and it's been done before and, oh, we did it last year, so let's not do it again this year? You want to screw that tradition, too?
That's professional football. It turns out that's always interesting.
Much like the Butterball Turkey.
Not so much. Lame.
All right. I can't wait.
Lame.
I'm going
to come in with so much good stuff tomorrow that we're going to have to bump it.
Sorry, that's just not going to happen.
By the way, we're going to pick the top 10 Miss Double December contestants today.
Yes.
And tomorrow morning, we're going to put them up online, and we're going to let you start voting.
I'm telling you.
Nice melons.
Best batch ever.
Yeah.
2009 is going to be the banner year for Miss Double December.
Mm-hmm.
I am surprised that Kevin isn't trying to kill the Miss Double December pageant also since he hates America,
right,
to tell you the truth. I'm surprised that he's not crapping on that tradition,
he hates
too.
Everything good that happens yearly, apparently.
I don't hate any of those things. I hate you both when you do that bit, which we're not going to do tomorrow. All right. 8:51, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Congratulations to Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not offering the congratulations. They got married. The newlyweds eloped to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico last Thursday, and
sure,
that happened.
Sure.
God damn them. Gerard Way, lead singer for My Chemical Romance, of course, is going to be a dad.
Oh.
Congratulations to Gerard. Their official website says that Gerard's wife, Lindsay, is expecting. I didn't know this, but Lindsay is a bass player for a band herself. Mindless Self-Indulgence is the name of their band. I was not aware of that, but it's going to be hard to play the bass with a big belly because you have to hold the bass out here because you can't rest it on your uterus.
I don't think that's where they rested anyway, but
really?
Okay.
Yeah. Hollywood Reporter says that CBS is working on a brand new sitcom called Things a Man Should Never Do Past 30. It's based on an article that was written in Esquire magazine. Includes such items on the list as see any movie with elves, mutants, Wookiees, or any other non-human characters on opening night.
Well, that's just stupid.
Figure out which dirty words are spelled by phone number. These things you should stop doing past 30. High five in a business situation. Have any furniture that involves cinder blocks. Google ex-girlfriends. See, they're going to make a sitcom out of this guy's list. Hmm. Oh, wait. You hear that sound? That's a writer just killing himself in Hollywood right now.
Yeah.
Some guy's got an actual sitcom someplace.
Yeah.
This is what's being developed. Spectacular.
That does seem a little weak sauce. Hey, didn't you tell us a couple weeks ago that Christian Slater, My Own Worst Enemy show, was canceled, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Boy, NBC must really be in trouble because they are still airing it. It was on again last night.
Oh, yeah. They're burning off the episodes they've left.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
They didn't used to do that, by the way. Back in the days, there used to be a time where they said, this show sucks, no one's watching, we're not going to play it anymore.
They often do it in the dead zone between November sweeps and the new year, though. If they have programming that they have still left in the can, they will burn it off because viewership dips to an all-time low this time of year. So
why pay for something new?
Yeah, they're really not losing anything. And they don't want to put anything new on for fear of it not getting an audience because there aren't enough eyes on the sets anyway. So you'll find that happens often this
How about
time
this
of year.
For a sitcom? How about this idea? Butterball Turkey Hotline.
That's
How about
what
that?
I'm saying.
Yeah.
And farmer and the turkey live together.
Endless entertainment.
And the farmer's like really clean and the turkey's all sloppy and he smokes cigars and stuff and they have a hard time getting along.
Every single episode they call the hotline.
The farmer keeps calling the hotline. Oh. My roommate, the turkey.
So good.
Puts his feet up on the coffee table.
So good. They have feet?
Yeah, they got feet.
Paws?
I think they walk around.
Paws.
Yeah, they have paws.
Maybe that's the problem with this bit is that Kevin doesn't know what a turkey is.
No, I'm very clear on that.
He thinks it has paws.
That was a joke.
I hope that our
that
sitcom.
That was a joke.
I hope our sitcom fish. Includes this line.
You want to use a meat thermometer.
I hope that's part of it.
Yeah. Barbara Walters, not to be outdone by 60 Minutes. Is going to be interviewing Barack Obama and his wife Michelle for a special, which will air Wednesday night.
It's going to be spread out over Good Morning America, World News Tonight, and Nightline, her interview.
Oh, good.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's let President-elect Barack Obama do something before we sit down with him for another 2 hours.
Seems like a good idea.
What could they possibly interview them about that we don't know about this couple already? Hey, how did it feel to win? Oh, it was pretty exciting. Yeah, Michelle and I were pretty thrilled. The kids were up all night.
He doesn't have any big decisions to make between now and January 20th, so, you know, don't worry about it.
You looking forward to moving into the White House?
Yeah, Michelle's going to decorate. She sure is. She's got drapes picked out.
How about the kids? You bringing them?
Oh, they can't. You're going to get a puppy. Come on.
Barack Obama. You realize he's black, don't you?
Just did. Watched 60 Minutes the other night. I was like, that's the one? That's the one we elected?
They should put pictures on the ballots.
They
I was
really
so confused.
Should. I got totally suckered in. Jessica Simpson's thrilled with her new nephew, Bronx Mowgli Wentz.
Come on.
Bronx Mowgli Wentz. You know, that kid's name has every letter in the alphabet in it. Bronx Mowgli Wentz. Every single letter.
It's true.
She tells Us Weekly magazine that she spent some time with the young lad, and he is beyond precious, she says.
Thanks for that update.
She also adds that life is a beautiful miracle.
Hmm.
She later told Us Weekly, thoughts are things.
She did?
Yeah.
Who would say something that stupid?
An idiot.
Wow.
And Joe Jonas sure loves him some clothing.
Hmm.
Star Magazine says that the middle Jonas Brothers will dress a mannequin at night with the clothes he plans on wearing the next day just to see how they look.
Really?
And he claims it saves him time in the morning, too, because his clothes are already laid out on the mannequin.
Are you saying I'm gay?
No, I'm saying Joe Jonas is.
What?
Yeah.
That's so stupid. Can you, even if you're going to think about it the night before, which I, of course, never do. Can you just lay them out on the floor?
No, you can't get a good sense. You can't get a good sense of that.
You have to dress a mannequin every day?
Yeah, sure. Doesn't he have people who can do that? Doesn't he have a guy who looks like him who you could just dress him up and have him walk around the room?
That'd be fun.
Good idea.
Yeah, I look pretty good in that. Hey, I'm a good-looking guy.
Now take the clothes off. Now come to bed.
I want to remind everyone that this is absolutely not gay.
You see them on the American Music Awards the other night, Ralph? Was that part when you were watching?
No. I choked down a little New Kids on the Block, and then I had to go someplace else.
When you choked down, did it sound like this?
No, that's a seal. It's a performing seal. Why would that sound like choking?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Nothing interesting at all about the Jonas Brothers in their songs and their performances.
No.
There's nothing that I can see that people like about them.
Look, here's the thing. There are some phenomenon that are unique, especially to teenage girls, that they can latch on to just cute, non-threatening boys who are sort of not offensive and their music is sort of okay, and they can just get worked up into a tizzy about it. It happens to every generation. It's been happening since the 50s when they had these teen idols. These guys don't have a lot of talent. They just become the flavor of the month.
And it's so weird because two of them are so obviously brothers. They look exactly the same. And then there's some Mexican kid singing for them. I don't even know where they got that kid. But they
Home Depot?
Look totally different. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different guy every day.
Driving by in a pickup and they just threw him in the back.
Yeah. Weird. There's some story there we haven't heard yet.
Yeah. Today's Tuesday. It means new DVDs and CDs in stores. Prospects March. The EP from Coldplay is available today. The Final Riot.
Come out, hear the noise. Girls, rock your boys.
Yeah, it was Final Riot, wasn't it?
No, that was
Quiet Riot.
Quiet.
Oh. Confused.
Not as much Final.
Final Riot is probably the Paramore Live album, then.
Ah.
In Galoshes. New Scott Weiland album, if you're Rodney Vingenheim.
If you're Rodney, just pronounce that way.
Barry Manilow, the greatest song of the 80s.
Now to one of my favorite guests, my man Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what it did for Pat's career.
Yeah.
DVDs in stores today. Hancock, Will Smith, Charlize Theron. She's so hot in that movie.
Yes, she's good.
24, Redemption, in case you missed it Sunday night. It's now available on DVD. You can pick that up. Fred Claus, the new Vince Vaughn, not new, but the Vince Vaughn, Paul Giamatti Christmas movie. Space Chimps with Jeff Daniel doing the voice of a chimp. In space. And Meet Dave, the Eddie Murphy hilarious comedy where Eddie Murphy plays a tiny little alien who operates a giant robot-sized Eddie Murphy to make his way amongst us Earthlings here on
Good
the planet
times.
Earth. Yeah. Elizabeth Banks, by the way, co-star in that.
Yes.
She's in everything.
I know. I feel kind of bad for her.
Wow.
She had to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. Oh, I forgot two birthdays, didn't I?
Yeah.
Real quick. John Larroquette, 61. Tim Armstrong from Rancid, 43. Christina Applegate is 37. And Jerry Ferrara,
Ferreira from Entourage. Turtle. He's a 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Do we have time for DeJuan? Do we have time for DeJuan?
Yes.
Is he on the phone?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you mind? Hey, DeJuan.
What's up, Kevin, Dean, and Lisa?
Hi, what's DeJuan. Happening, man?
How's it going?
Very good.
Yeah. Last night, I watched my favorite show you haven't saw before called Operation Repo.
Operation Repo.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They have the English version, and they have the Spanish version come on every day, Monday through Friday, on Channel 22.
Yep.
The English English version come on True TV.
True
on
TV.
Mondays.
Okay.
Right. We have talked to that guy before. He's the guy who goes and repossesses automobiles, right, Duane?
Yeah. The main guy or the muscle guy?
The big dude.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yes,
he's
he is.
Very cool. Yeah. Is that a line of work? Is that a line of work you'd like to get into, DeJuan? Repossessing cars?
Not right now.
Not right now. Maybe later.
And I think Operation Repo versus Dog the Bounty Hunter. They should get together
and battle each other.
That's a good idea.
Help each other with robots.
Help each other. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. Hey, DeJuan, we're almost out of time. But is your party still happening this weekend?
Yes, Friday.
Good times.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You don't sound very excited about it. I know that Mike's been putting a lot of work into it. Do you think it's going to be fun?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a little underwhelmed there, DeJuan.
It was your idea. You kind of strong-armed us into throwing you a party, DeJuan. We just thought you might be happy about it.
Yeah, the lady. I hope the ladies will come.
I do,
sure
too.
Well. That's what I always say.
That's what he said.
You want to have a little lady for a birthday present, a little birthday action, DeJuan? Is that what you're looking forward to?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Blumpkin.
All right, DeJuan. Well, listen, thank you for calling, and I know that many of us will see you on Friday night, okay?
All right.
Bye.
Boy, was he over us.
Many of us.
Not me, of course. We're not all going to be there.
Not me, of course, but many of us.
Some people, you know.
I'm sure there will be some people at your party.
That is the lamest promise ever. What? I couldn't speak for the whole room, but I know a number of us are going to be at the party.
No, you kind of couched it with a vague possibility that you might be at the party.
No.
That's what it sounded like you were trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Many of us will be there.
I don't think even DeJuan wants being there.
No, I wasn't invited, actually, to tell you the truth. I want to thank our special guest, Mr. Jason Statham, for joining us on the program today.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much. Good to talk to you, mate.
Of course, stars at Jets. We're Jets, actually. He, of course, stars in the Transporter 3 that opens up everywhere tomorrow. Looks awesome. Also, thanks to Adam Sessler for joining us, managing editor and host of X-Play on G4, airing tonight on the G4 network at 8 o'clock. And I think that's everybody for today.
This afternoon, Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde, 5 o'clock. President Bush, some last-minute laws that he's trying to force through.
Oh, yeah.
He also did his pardons. You see that? 14 people he pardoned today,
including some cocainers. I wondered how he chose those guys.
No, he's going to spend his off years. That's for sure. Those cocainers.
They're known as cocainers.
Are they righteous?
Yeah. And the Detroit Lions are trying to unload their football team on Los Angeles. The Detroit Lions are trying to force their team to leave to come here.
Well, the fans are.
The fans are. And we say no. We do not want the Lions.
We don't need a team that badly.
So details this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, the hosts of Human Wrecking Balls are on the program.
Cool.
Tomorrow morning we have LaQuisha, we have the movie beat, we have Andrew Siciliano talking about football, and
phone call to the Butterball Turkey.
So we'll see you tomorrow.
Rodney, before we go, what do we need to know about the song to listen for Acoustic Christmas Tickets?
Franz Ferdinand, he's going to be at night number two of the 2008 Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Is he?
Night number two,
That's
he'll
great.
Be playing there.
He'll be there? Okay.
He'll be on December 14th with The Cure, Killers, and... Death Cab for Cutie, Paramore, Scott Weiland, Snow Patrol, and Vampire Weekend.
Sounds like a good show.
Scott Weiland and Franz Ferdinand are going to split a limo. Those two guys are going to.
He's been one of our core artists for 20 years,
and he can't
get his name said right.
And Franz Ferdinand's been around for years, too, by the way.
I want to meet him. He sounds like a good guy. Cats next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including some Stained, also MGMT, Nine Inch Nails, 3 Days Grace, Bad Religion, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.
That is STP, of course. We had Scott Weiland on our morning radio show yesterday. He told us that it was him who insisted that that was the first ever STP single because that was the way he wanted the band to be introduced to the world. They, of course, are going to be playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. We just gave away those tickets. You just go to krock.com to find out what song to listen for so that you can win yours.
I always love it when a president is going out of office because they tend to try and sneak some stuff through.
A lot of stuff through.
Yeah, they call them midnight rules or midnight regulations mm-hmm. because it's kind of like last second, no one's paying attention, everybody's looking mm-hmm. at Obama,
right.
and he's able to not only make laws, but also to set people free that are currently incarcerated.
Yeah.
And what I love is it's something that the president gets to do that cannot be challenged. He could let Charles Manson out today if he wanted to, and there's nothing any court in America could do about it because that's one of the rights that comes with being with the president. So we thought we'd find out what George W. Bush has in mind with less than 60 days in office, and we've got the president on the phone with us from Washington right now. Good morning, Mr. President.
Charles Manson.
No. Please don't do that. That was just an example.
That's a good one. Forgot about him.
That was just an example.
He's entertaining.
How are you feeling here as a well, the joke is it's better to be a lame duck president than a lame president, but how are you feeling, sir?
Woo! Boy, it's like the weight of the world's been taken off my shoulders.
Yeah?
Feeling a lot lighter today.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Feeling good. Feeling happy.
Well, it's not your problem anymore. You hand it all over to the socialist.
That's right. Give it to him. The other one. That one.
That one, right.
His name is Obama.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm moving to Guam.
Guam? Really? You're not going back to Texas?
No. This country's going down the toilet.
Oh, that's sad.
Somebody effed it up bad.
Mr. President, let me ask you about a couple of these people that you pardoned and commuted the sentences of, like this Leslie Collier from Charleston, Missouri. Do you remember that one?
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
He killed a bunch of bald eagles, and you said that was okay. You let him out of jail.
Who needs a bald eagle? Well, they were done for me.
Well, isn't that a protected species?
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Leslie's a dude?
Yes, he's a dude, I believe, yes.
Damn it.
Can you put him back in?
Thought maybe he was a hot chick. She'd be grateful for getting out of prison.
What about Andrew Harley, Falls Church, Virginia, wrongful use and distribution of marijuana and cocaine? That seems like kind of an odd case for a president to be involved in.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that one. Can't imagine why what Andrew could do for me now that he's out. Howard Burns.
Looking for some
spike in the head.
Some sources.
Oh, that's not going to heal anytime soon.
What about these midnight laws, these midnight regulations that presidents are allowed to do that you can put into effect? Congress doesn't even have to vote on them. What's
that
all about?
You can't do nothing about it. I can just make them up.
What type
midnight
of
midnight rules?
Uh-huh.
Midnight regulations.
What type
of
stuff?
Like a legal booty call. Kind of do it in the middle of the night, and you forget about it the next day. But it's done, and you're screwed.
What kind of stuff are you considering doing?
Well, there's a few things that I've been thinking about. First of all, I'd like to pass the new tax reform law I've got working on. Anyone who makes below $1 million gets 100% income tax.
Anyone who makes below $1 million,
yeah,
gets 100% income tax.
That's right. We take it all.
Why would you? Doesn't make any sense.
Got to fix the economy. Got to fix it.
Right, but you've always been about tax cuts. You always think that you should. It's better to keep the money in the hands of the people.
Yeah. Well, now money needs to be in my hands.
Ah.
So I make over $1 million a year. I'd like to keep that money, and people make underneath it. Just let us run the government with your money.
Well, that doesn't seem very good.
No.
Well, not for you.
It's okay for you, though.
I'd like to pass the new fuel bill I've got going for an alternate energy. I'm very dedicated to alternative energies.
That's what you're famous for as an oil man.
Since
exactly.
when?
So I will be investing a large portion of the federal government's money into making a fuel out of ground-up dolphins and condors.
Okay, but again, they're endangered species. You can't kill dolphins and condors.
Look, we got to get these cars running on something. So we're going to use dolphins and condors and grind them up and use them as fuel.
Wow.
I don't even know if that will work. But I think it's worth a shot.
You just want to piss some people off, huh?
I can do it. You can't change. You can't stop me.
Yeah.
Can't.
Can the incoming president reverse it?
You should
know that. I mean.
Sure. And then I want to pass the I-War Act.
The I-War.
I-War.
Yeah, where government can declare on any country begins with an I. Iraq, Iran, India.
You could just declare war.
Indianapolis.
That's Ethiopia.
That's an E, though. That's not. That's
Ireland.
Not even an
Egypt. I.
You haven't thought this one out very well, have you, Mr. President?
Israel.
Israel.
Is that an I?
It is, yes, but I don't know why you wanted to. But why would you declare war? Iman is a model. She's not a country.
Ayatollah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right.
Gotta go.
Gotta leave office.
I can't believe I was president for 8 years. I don't
belong here. That song was last performed live in 1992. I don't know why, but they won't do it. Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde, and it's time to talk about football in Southern California.
Okay.
Of course, for years on this program, we've said, excuse me, aren't we still in Los Angeles? Shouldn't we be able to support a football team? And we haven't really seen much going in that direction until now, until Greg Daniels came along, who has a plan that, love it or not, is something that you're going to definitely be thinking about today. It could be a nightmare, but it could be good. Let's find out. Greg is on the phone with us right now, and he runs the website called, and it tells you all you need to know, LATakeTheLions.com. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How are you?
The Detroit Lions. Those are the ones you want us to take.
We were thinking about an NFL team.
I wish we had one of those to offer you, but one that has NFL rights that could be made into one with a proper ownership standing.
Oh, there you go. Now they are, and where are we now? 11?
11, yes.
Sweet. Fantastic.
Now, we have been talking about having a professional football team in Los Angeles for a long time. We talked to people who were building a stadium. We've talked to a bunch of different people involved, and there are many different possibilities. Unfortunately, the Lions is one of them. But I would like to suggest to you that we don't want your trash.
I would like to say that I have a good argument as to why you should desire one of the losingest teams in football history. But
all right, let's hear it.
I don't blame you. I just didn't think that North Dakota take the Lions would be anything anyone would have any interest in.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. Now, Greg, what is your story? You live in Detroit. Are you a broken-hearted Lions fan? Is that where this is coming from?
Yeah, and we actually, me and my buddies that kind of put this together, we live on the west side of the state in Grand Rapids, and a lot of us, we're all lifetime Lions fans, and for the last decade especially, you know, we had some brief moments of hope with Barry Sanders.
Sure.
But for the last decade, things have been bleak at best. And every year there's a new quarterback or maybe a new coach or whatever. And we found ourselves buying into hope. And every year when it got to August and training camp would start, we'd all look at each other and say, I'm not putting the Lions blinders on this year. I'm not going to get fooled into caring. And then sure enough, first game you're there and you're wearing your Lions gear, whatever, meet at the bar. And then by halftime you're pissed.
Is it true that you're
going downhill?
Is it true that the Lions have only won one playoff game since 1957?
That's true. My mother and father got married that year, and they just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, and so or 51st wedding anniversary. So
how about that?
There you have it.
So you know that Los Angeles wants a team. So you're saying take this one, and then you'd like to get an expansion team in Detroit where they could start again from scratch with a new owner?
That would be nice, but let's face it, Detroit isn't exactly putting together a humming economy right now. So at least it would free us from the shackles, and we'd be able to – I don't know that I could root for the Bears ever.
Right.
At least we'd get a good game on our Fox affiliate, because right now we get the Lions almost every week, and that's not very good.
Right.
Sure.
So hey, you know it's not good, and yet you want us to take it.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. No one's going to – if you're a free agent in the NFL – and you have a choice to sign with the Detroit Lions or the Los Angeles Lions to play your football, where are you going to go?
Some other team.
You go to Los Angeles.
Any other team?
It's a good point.
Wait, are they still the Lions?
No, you don't have to keep the name.
All right.
Hey, Greg, what is the problem with the Detroit franchise? Is it just stingy owners or bad luck or what?
Wow. You know, the owners spend money. I mean, Mr. Ford, I can't believe I just called him Mr. Ford. They've spent money historically. They've overpaid. Well, heck, we're still paying Matt Millen. We owe him, I think, $15 million more dollars. I say we like I have a stake in the team now.
Excellent.
But ultimately, it's just a series of bad decisions. The one thing I will tell you that always happens is William Clay Ford, behind the scenes, dictates who is going to do what. And so instead of drafting offensive linemen and defensive players that would improve a team from the inside out, He, for example, Joey Harrington, one of the worst quarterback busts, statistically one of the worst of all time.
Right, famously.
When the Lions moved into their new stadium, Ford Field, which is a gorgeous, palatial place for a good football team to play, or the Lions, when Joey Harrington was drafted that same year they moved in, and William Clay Ford's son called team coaches that night, called the coach and said, "You will be starting Joey Harrington tomorrow at Ford Field." And so it was a shock to everyone except for the coaches, and that's when they first knew that, and that was Marty Mornhinweg in that case, knew that his run in Detroit was going to be short. So
excellent.
That's the kind of history they have.
Yeah.
Wow. A little bit too involved, and maybe they shouldn't be, is what
yeah,
it sounds like.
That's for sure.
Look, we've already got the Clippers. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. On paper, it looks a lot better. They seem to be spending money. But they're a terrible franchise, and they do have some hardcore fans whose hearts get broken every year.
Right.
Got that covered, dude.
Don't need anymore.
You do.
Got that covered.
I understand.
Greg, before we go, and Greg's site, by the way, is latakethelions.com, and they have some awesome T-shirts, by the way, which I think would be an excellent Christmas gift this year. What kind of traction are you getting or response are you getting since the site has been up there in Detroit?
You know, what's funny is we started this all kind of tongue-in-cheek. It was sort of a way to give the franchise the finger without wearing a paper bag, and at this point, none of us are going to the games anyway. We've all said we're not going to invest in the team with our own dollars until they start to do something.
Right.
But what's funny is we put the email address up there, and I would guess that probably 7 or 8 out of 10 is from Lions fans that are similarly disgruntled saying, "Fine, go, please take them." And then every once in a while, you'll get one from someone who thinks the team is actually going to move because of this website and is really worked up
really excited
and maybe
or mad?
Losing sleep over it. And that's when we all sit around and laugh at them.
Yeah.
Well, Southern California, as you know, has lost two professional football teams in the last 15 years. So we do know what it's like when a team up and moves. And it's not a good feeling. I got to be honest. If you may regret your wishes if it actually ends up happening, dude.
That's definitely true. But
although they're the Lions, so... Even if they stay, either way, you're screwed.
We got a strong college football program traditionally here in Michigan, though not this year with that either. So.
Sure,
exactly. All right, the website is called latakethelions.com. Creator Greg Daniels on the phone with us. Thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show today. We enjoyed it.
Thanks, guys.
By the way, I'm going to start a new website that is just nope.com.
By the way, if you're a Foo Fighters fan like we are, they are the guest judges on tomorrow night's Top Chef. I think they're going to be judging a Thanksgiving turkey meal on Top Chef tomorrow night.
So. Are you making that up?
Nope. That is
a terrible idea.
It's true. That is real. Hey, thanks for reminding me, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we call the Butterball Turkey Hotline like we do every year.
Yep, we do.
Whoop-de-woo.
Oh, it is.
I'm the farmer. You don't get it, Kevin.
No,
I'm the farmer, and I'm trying to catch the turkey. Ralph plays the turkey every year, and hilarity ensues.
Hasn't been funny once.
Yeah.
Hilarity has not ensued one time.
I'll work on the character this year, bringing a little something else to it, a little something extra.
If I remember correctly, last year we didn't even get a hold of him.
Well, that may be true, but we'll try again tomorrow. It's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde, every day about this time, every afternoon on K-Rock. Ralph fills in with everything that's going on in the world of showbiz. What's happening?
Amy Winehouse rushed to the hospital.
I wonder what from, Ralph?
After her split with her husband, soon-to-be ex, Blake Fielder Civil. Apparently they had a massive fight. That's when Amy announced that the relationship was over, that they were basically just being together for the sex.
Oof.
Well, the word is that she went on a drinking and drug binge following the huge fight. And she had to be rushed to the hospital for what is being described as a seizure.
This is not a party atmosphere at all.
Wow.
She's still in the hospital undergoing tests. Sources are saying the seizure came from the fact that she consumed all the drugs and alcohol in England.
At one time.
However, her spokesperson is saying there was a bad reaction to a combination of prescription medication she's currently taking.
Can you imagine being her spokesperson?
Unbelievable.
I mean, every day you've got to come up with another excuse.
Yep. How do you get in front of someone and say, no, it's just a reaction she's having to some prescribed... All right, yes, she's hammered.
Whatever friends and family she has left, Ralph, are going to have to look at themselves in the mirror when she does overdose, and it will happen, and it will happen soon. They're going to have to say, yeah, I really should have seen that coming and done something about
it. Listen, her father's tried. Yeah.
You can't.
I mean, her family's tried. What can you do to someone who
will
not be
helped? You call Dr. Drew. That's what
you do. Drew would be the first one to tell you, unless you're getting clean for yourself, there's no chance for you to get clean.
So just let her die.
You can't put a gun to someone's head and have them be successful in a program. It just doesn't work that way.
That dude must have gotten out of jail and said, "What happened to Amy Winehouse? I'm out."
Can you imagine?
Oh, this story I got from
the internet, and they had a series of photographs from where she was a couple years ago to where she is now. And it's
sticker shock
it's
that he had.
Insane. She was sort of hot.
She was when she first came out, yeah.
Yeah, she was sort of sexy and exotic looking, and now she looks like an old, wizened snake charmer.
She does.
Who should be sitting somewhere in New Delhi with a pipe in her mouth.
Oh!
That's not a pipe.
Working a cobra.
That's not a cobra.
Something's got to be something. It'll all be something else.
It's all code.
That's right.
Boy George, speaking of crazy English people with drug problems, he's undergoing his false imprisonment trial. Apparently, you may remember the story, he had a 29-year-old Norwegian male escort chained to his bedroom wall. George was beating him and screaming at him, hitting him with a metal chain, until the Norwegian male escort was able to run and escape into the streets wearing just his underwear, where he found help from police and Boy George was arrested.
Do you think that's what he dreamt of as a little kid?
What, Norwegian male escort?
One day I want to be a male escort.
I hope to be chained to the wall and wear this pop star and beaten with a chain. Yeah.
Sure, that, I mean, thought. That has to. You have to go, where did my life go wrong at that point?
Then I want to take a sauna at the fjord and eat some Carlsberg cheese.
Ralph, I hate to ask this about Boy George, but do you think,
did he really want to hurt him?
Oh!
I mean, you know, did he?
Oh! Hey.
You!
Hey!
You!
Hey!
You!
Come on!
You! You, Bean!
That's 2 days in a row, by the way.
Bean!
Hey, what? What's 2 days in a row? What, Mike?
Yesterday, Ralph said, you know, Helen Keller, she's deaf, dumb, and blind, and Bean comes without hesitation, and she sure plays a mean pinball. Pow! Yeah.
He has to use lyrics, or he's not happy.
Yeah.
And I think I speak for the whole audience when I say, F*** you.
Come on.
I'm serious. Give me another drink, Mike.
They do say, though, his friends, that Boy George's personality changes with everyone he's with. They say he's almost a karma chameleon.
Yeah! Now we're talking. F*** you too, Ralph.
Now we're talking.
F*** Ralph.
I hate all of you.
I'm trying to hold the line here, Lisa. I don't know. I'm not getting much help.
Hold the line is Toto, Kevin.
Gosh,
why are you playing that game?
Let's not fight, guys, because war is stupid.
Yeah,
exactly.
Punch you right in the head.
Green Actors Guild.
You both.
Screen
you.
Screen
you both.
Is this the new Thriller?
Where do you have Tourette's?
Screen Actors Guild is saying they might have to strike.
Oh, please. No.
Because we are broke enough, or not broke enough as it is? Is that the
Yeah, because the economy's too healthy, Lisa. They're saying they might be forced to because the movie and TV producers, and this is their quote, are trying to eliminate the acting profession as we know it. That's what I thought Dane Cook was trying to do. Saying in order to maintain the integrity of the profession, they may have to say no to the producers' offer, which talks broke down again yesterday. So, not good news.
You are, I know you're in the SAG. How about you, Lisa? You in it as well?
Yes.
20 years, I'm a proud member of SAG.
And what, you guys get to vote or anything?
Sure.
You got to say here?
Well, you have to get two-thirds of a vote in order
to authorize a strike
vote, yeah.
I don't know if they're going to get it in this economy. I think people are just happy to have work.
Yeah, people can't afford not to be working. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Gerard Way, lead singer for My Chemical Romance. He and his wife, Lindsay, apparently are expecting a baby due in summer of 2009. And rumor has it, they're going to come out with a little fat kid who reads comic books. So we'll see if that's true or not. And My Name is Earl star, Jason Lee and his girlfriend, Saren Alcak. Apparently, they got married back in July and didn't tell anyone. So now their representatives are just confirming that the couple was born. The couple was born yesterday. No, the couple was married in July just before their daughter was born in August. So they wanted to make an honest woman out of her, I guess.
Okay.
And of course, details still coming in about the Heidi Montag Spencer Pratt marriage. Announced yesterday they did get married in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Apparently it was a spur-of-the-moment idea.
You said sperm, and I'm sure you meant spur.
Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag were drinking margaritas on the beach, and Spencer said, I just asked if the chapel was available, and it was, and I said, let's go do it.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a second.
You don't?
Nope. Mm. Those two spend their whole lives trying to figure out how to get back in the back in front of the camera, don't they?
I tell you, MTV, you got to imagine they are pissed if they did not know about it. If they weren't there with cameras. Can you imagine putting up with their shenanigans for all these years and not having the episode where they get married?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a huge Hills episode, right?
Exactly.
Something would actually happen on the Hills.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why and they the, balked.
And the drama leading up to about who gets invited and who doesn't. I mean, that's 2 years of scripts right there.
Oh, are they going to invite Chase Crawford and Penn Badgley? Would they be able to make it?
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, John Larroquette from Boston Legal. He's 61 years old today. Singer Tim Armstrong from Rancid turns 43. Christina Applegate is 37. Jerry Ferreira from Entourage turns 29 years old. And Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan F. McNabb. That's his middle initial.
Is it?
Donovan F. McNabb is 32 years old today. So I say F. McNabb. F him.
Yeah.
God damn Eagles.
You're an Eagles fan.
God damn it. Maybe we can have the Eagles go to Detroit. Give them. Then we'll take the Lions.
Nope. We don't want the Lions, dude. We don't want the Lions.
We don't?
No. They got all kinds of problems.
All right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. And thanks again to Greg Daniels of LATakeTheLions.com. Got a big Kevin and Bean show planned for tomorrow morning. Am I right?
Yep. We got LaQuisha talking about Paris Hilton's My New BFF. We got the movie beat because tomorrow is Wednesday before a long holiday.
Right.
We are going to have the Pumphrey brothers in the studio.
Yeah! Pumphrey brothers!
Yep, it's a porn team of brothers that do
no,
porn.
No, no. I think these are the human wrecking balls. These are the guys that destroy stuff.
That's their what movie, I mean. Human wrecking balls. It is a porn movie.
Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL, Miss Double D, top 10 announcement tomorrow morning, and more tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008.
And we call the Butterball Turkey Hotline a little after 8:30 tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Don't go anywhere. Nicole Alvarez is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including The Offspring, also some Metallica. We got Rise Against, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and don't forget, you're listening for that song I can't mention. It's all straight ahead right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.
Friends, Ferdinand, take me up.